InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars could be shut down in just a few weeks. But regardless, the fight continues at AJN Live on X, the Alex Jones Network. If the globalists think they're going to shut us down, they've got another thing coming. The Second American Revolution continues on at AJN Live. Follow me there now for news updates and critical intel as we restore our republic.
It is Friday, November 1st, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the embattled InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. We are only 3 short days, 12 hours, 57 minutes, 46 seconds to the most important election in world history. I am so honored and blessed, and I salute you all for your decades of support. All of our success is yours. None of this global awakening to the tyranny of the globalists would have been possible without you. There are no words to describe the spectacular job you have done. I salute you. I salute you. I salute you. I salute you. Ah, yes, God is great. Just the Second American Revolution. This is 1776 worldwide, and it is the final countdown. We have completely revealed the enemy. The mask is off. We have cut across their axis, and we have drawn their fire. We have forced them out into the open. All right, I want to be 100% deadly clear with all of you, like a particle beam blasting forward into time and space. No matter what they do in this election, no matter whether they're able to steal it or throw the country into disarray, we have all of the initiative. We have not just turned the tide. We have irrevocably smashed the enemy. We have devastated them. There is no return for the enemy. The beginning of their fall has now accelerated. Stay with me.
Many of the supplements available at the AlexJonesStore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known,
tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The only reason I've withstood the enemy's attacks has been you. They have fought like the devil to take us off air. But no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It is Friday, November 1st, 2024. I can feel the spirit of humanity awakening. I can feel the will of God flowing through us. It is November 1st, 2024. We are 3 days out from the main fulcrum of the most important election in world history. All right, former political prisoner Steve Bannon had to reschedule yesterday. He's on, coming up in a few minutes. Naomi Wolf just fully endorsed Donald Trump. She's coming on, a bunch of elections experts. The head of Rasmussen Polling is going to give you the latest data that's coming out while we speak on the election. The New York Times poll, oh, it spells doom, doom, doom. The day of doom has come for the New World Order. Whether they steal it, whether they kill Trump, God forbid, whether he wins it, it's not just America. It's the whole world waking up right now. And we're still on air despite all their efforts at this critical time. All glory goes to God, but God's working through you, and I salute you. You know I mean that. Ooh. What did RFK Jr. say yesterday? He said, I smell a landslide. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of globalist scum. And be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. Now, that's clearly an analogy from Jack and the Beanstalk, an old English fable, not a threat. We are an info war. We destroy them with the truth. 90%+ of modern war is informational. I agree with the Pentagon's assessment. And the desperate system is having a total crap fit. We're going to play a clip here, 26, in a moment, where they gaslight and tell you what to think. They say you're about to see a white T-shirt with a white UN symbol on it. I'm wearing a white T-shirt with a white UN symbol. No, Alex, you're wearing a navy blue shirt with a red InfoWars symbol. No, you're looking at a white shirt with a UN symbol on it. And then they show you a red shirt, a red symbol on blue. I mean, it's, oh my God, he just said he's going to kill Liz Cheney. Trump just said he's going to kill Liz Cheney. Last night, long conversation, amazing, with Tucker Carlson to a packed capacity house. And he says the most cliched, and we say cliches because they're true, you know, like white on rice, flies on, you know what? Hotter than hell. You know, everybody knows that your dad gets mad Let's say you, broke something. Your dad says, I'm going to kill you. That doesn't mean what your dad's saying. But he didn't even do that. He said the most cliched thing. What do people say about politicians that love wars but have been draft dodgers and stuff? Boy, they wouldn't be so pro-war if the politicians had to fight and had to face those armies and all those guns. I mean, that is the most well-known refrain, particularly by the left, of, oh, yeah, Dick Cheney wouldn't be for all these wars and lies about WMDs if he had to go fight. But, of course, he's a draft dodger. On and on and on. And then Trump says the same thing. Well, you know, Liz Cheney had to go over there and fight and have all those guns pointed at her. A lot more than 9 guns. Well, she wouldn't be trying to send our troops to the mouth of death for no reason. Now, is misrepresent Trump's full statements. He's like, I love our troops, but wars that aren't needed are dumb. It's dumb to blow men's arms and legs off for no reason. They go, he called troops dumb. No, actually, Henry Kissinger famously called Vietnam troops cannon fodder and dumb soldiers. That was the full quote. They think you're stupid when you go off and fight for them. Trump is the peacemaker on record and more than any president in modern history. So the desperation, I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, Biden really called all Trump supporters garbage. Now they've violated federal law and changed the federal transcript of his official statement. And they're the ones saying, you know, we've got to have an armed uprising as Trump supporters. I mean, that's everywhere. But then there's talking about that Trump's calling for violence. And you see the headline at Drudge, Trump calls for Cheney's execution. No, he didn't. He said she wouldn't be so pro-war, and he went on into people in his administration, like John Bolton, another draft dodger, that he wouldn't be so pro-war if he had to fight. I mean, Trump's up there saying the most standard cliches there are. Everybody knows when you say, oh, yeah, if George W. Bush wants a war so bad, how about he gets up and suits up? But Liz Cheney responds to Trump calling for her execution, his violent rhetoric. And it's just emblematic of, I mean, he came in a few days ago and said, there are a lot of gang members targeting women and children. We need to protect the women. And they spun that to, Trump says protect women by not letting them have abortions. He had nothing to do with that. You have the clip. We played it yesterday. And it goes on and on. And on and on. Look at these headlines. Trump says Liz Cheney should be shot in the face. No, he didn't. By 9 guns in sickening fantasy. No, they're turning up the heat. They're trying to get Trump killed. They're the ones saying Trump needs to be killed all the time. CIA guys on TV. The government's going to kill this guy. He's Hitler. So here's one of the newscast, but in the articles, they don't show you the video, so people can read this and believe it. On the news, they tell you what he said, which he didn't say, and then show what he really said. Here it is.
4 days out from Election Day, and former President Donald Trump is escalating his violent rhetoric, suggesting one of his most prominent critics, the former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, should be fired upon.
She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy.
Let's see how she feels when the guns are trained on her face. Let's sit with that for a moment. Of course, violent rhetoric. It's not new for Trump, but this stark imagery represents an escalation at a tense moment when the country is on edge heading into Tuesday, with 7 in 10 Americans saying they feel anxious or frustrated about the election, according to a new AP poll. And it comes after Trump has raised the specter of using the U.S. military on Americans he calls the enemy within.
I think the bigger problem is the enemy from within, not even the people that have come in and destroying our country, by the way, totally destroying our country. The towns, the villages, they're being inundated.
Yeah, and then he goes on to explain, but it's the deep state, they misrepresent that. So they're the ones that signed an executive order and had the Pentagon prepare for civil unrest and killing U.S. citizens, they're the ones saying they're going to have a civil war and Raskin not going to accept the election results and civil war conditions and Carville, we need an armed uprising against Trump because he's going to kill the black men. It's insane. But I've got Steve Bannon joining us right now. He looks 20 years younger. I know he doesn't want to talk about himself. He wants to talk about this election, what the deep state's planning, what we need to do. But wow, I saw the image of him also walking out of that prison as a political prisoner. Looks great. We've got him on screen. Steve Bannon, we love you. We appreciate you. You've got the floor here to give us our information warfare orders at this critical time for the Republic. But regardless of what happens to this election or Trump or any of us, the Great Awakening's here. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle. The Great Awakening's here. Steve Bannon, thanks for being here.
The book makes the case, Alex. This is the fight we wanted. It's teed up perfectly for us. This is all we've got. Victory in the palms of our hands. We just have to deliver. The arguments, everything, the Alex Joneses have made this over years, the ecosystem of conservative and right-wing media, we've made it. People resonate. They see the lies today and the jobs numbers. It's all coming to reality. Only 12,000 jobs, 46,000 manufacturing jobs. When you look below the surface, 1 million jobs have been lost. They recast. They lie about everything. And the working class and middle class know it. And now it's time. We're beyond the time for talk. This weekend is very simple. They did not build a firewall in early voting, Alex. They failed. I don't care how much is sitting up there yammering on about, oh, the Taylor Swift crowd voted more in Pennsylvania. They failed to build a firewall. Victory is at hand and in our grasp, but we have to deliver. It's all going to come down to Tuesday. And this is the fight we've always wanted, Alex. This is that you put our forces of patriots and working class people and people motivated to essentially go out and just and vote versus the global elitists that do everything with these nefarious tactics. If we show up and turn out on Tuesday, we could have a sweeping victory. We know right now in North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona and Nevada is looking very strong, very good. In the blue wall, we take down one of the pieces of the blue wall. It's finished. And for her, her path to victory has to go through Pennsylvania. And that will be the battleground over the weekend. The mass mobilization, 3 million. We get 2.5 to 3 million people out to vote on Tuesday. President Trump takes back over the presidency. We have the ability. The Senate looks like it could be a lock at 51, potential pick up more because of West Virginia and Montana. But the House is hanging in the balance, and we have to win the House. Because these radicals, Jamie Raskin and Mark Elias, are already working on a deal not to certify the election on January 6th. They've already thought this through with a new Congress and to impeach Trump right out of the box. So it's all on the table. But, Alex, if you know, you and I have talked for years about this, but if you had told me back in February of 2021 that on the weekend beforehand – it would all come, the Democrats had not built a firewall with early voting, and it's all in the grasp of the MAGA movement to represent on Tuesday. We'd say, dial us in, baby. That's what we want. And so the fight we've always wanted, we got, and it's for us to deliver.
Absolutely. Maximum voting. Everybody needs to vote. Even if you think you're in a red state that's safe, they can do a sneak attack in Texas. They've been signaling that. Not that they could actually get Texas right now, but they could try to steal it and then try to convince you that it was legitimate. I want to play a short clip, Steve Bannon, of somebody that you really helped bring in to the MAGA movement early on, and that's RFK Jr. What a game changer as well. Here he is on what he sees happening on Tuesday.
I smell a landslide on Tuesday. Well, I've been on the road for 19 months now, and a little over, thank you, MAGA.
And he goes on to point out that all he sees is the biggest Trump support ever. What do you see? What do you smell? Even in your prison experience, you said they were on fire for Trump.
Well, definitely. I tell you one thing: the young Hispanic and African Americans will not vote for Kamala Harris, the queen of mass incarcerations, and failing to implement the First Step Act, which President Trump really made to make sure these families are not destroyed. They detest Kamala Harris. Now, I think 50% of African American men and Hispanic men will vote for Trump, but it's a win just not to get them to vote for Kamala Harris. And I think that could be the centerpiece of a victory for us in Pennsylvania. Remember, Hillary Clinton, I think, came out 250,000 votes short of what they anticipated in 16 out of Philadelphia. They never made it up. We won by 42,000 votes. They never made it up in the rest of the state. So this is what's going to come down to. And that clip from RFK Jr. I mean, I love, Bobby Kennedy. I met him through Tony Lyons, your publisher, and has the imprint of War Room. Has done such a great job. And I went back and was rereading your material, Alex, that is so prescient about where we stand today. But you think of people, Tulsi Gabbard in the movement, RFK Jr. in the movement, Elon Musk in the movement, Joe Rogan back in RFK. So Joe Rogan is in the movement. The people, this coalition we've brought in, these young men, they're stepping up and doing these videos, right, are just incredible. So, like I said, all the preliminary work, all the arguments have been made. They're all weekend on Morning Joe. It's just, you know, he's a fascist. His followers are garbage. His followers are brown shirts. Women of the world, women of America have to save us from this tyrant. And all of it's obviously lies. It's all, as you've said for years, information warfare. It's a psyop. We can power through this. This is the fight we wanted. This is exactly, you got to prep the battlefield and get your forces aligned. Over the last couple of years, we're exactly where we want to be. In these working class voters, in the blue wall states, we're teed up perfectly. We just have to deliver. You just have to turn out the vote. And, you know, you've got what I call the five MAGA horsemen of the what's going to be the administrative state apocalypse. You got Elon Musk group. You got Miriam Adelson's group, Charlie Kirk's group, Chris Buzzkirk. And you've got Ralph Reed. Those five had these massive get out the vote operations. It's all converging. And now it's just people. You got to get out and vote. It's very simple. You vote. If we get out and vote in the numbers we know we have, Donald Trump's the 47th president of the United States. We take the Senate, we hold the House, and then we get to work of turning this country around and making America great again.
And this is not going to be like the first administration where they targeted you and Flynn immediately because you were both the guys that actually understood what was happening. Trump's admitted that. Now he's got the dream team. Now there's going to be a strong guard inside there that's going to spot globalists immediately. That's what the deep state admits. It's over for them. And instead of the left controlling us by telling us not how to act, we're not going to try to go after them or put them in camps or violate their rights. But there is a responsibility, as Vance said on Rogan yesterday, to punish the deep state. I mean, this is a cancer and this needs to all come out. Can you speak to that? Because I don't want to run away from the fact that, because they're like, don't you dare come after us. There's a responsibility. I mean, I think there is going to be justice once Trump gets in. He has to immediately not just put good people in, get control of the Justice Department. He's got to go on offense and not let the enemy reconstitute.
We have, let's say we got about 100 days, I think 80 days between today and Inauguration Day. So the way this process works is we'll get, next Tuesday, we'll win in the number of legitimate votes counted. Then we got to fight the Jamie Raskins and the Mark Eliases all the way. It's going to be a tough one because they're going to try to nullify this the entire time, all the way to January 6th. Of where Raskin's going to try to pull a decertification move on President Trump. We got to power through that. We got to get to Inauguration Day, get President Trump inaugurated, immediately get people in, the 4,000 people we put in, Alex. We get 3,000, don't need to be Senate confirmed. They have to hit the beach running. We get 1,000 up for the confirmation as quickly as possible. But I think you put in acting AGs, you put in acting DHS, you're putting acting people in the interim, in the first 100 days. Look, he's got the debt ceiling. He has the budget that hasn't been passed. We're running out of money. You've got the rescission of the reversal of the tax cuts. That financial stuff all hits him in the first couple of weeks, plus the mass deportations. His plate's going to be full. I think what we do on the investigations, which has to happen, Alex, is let's do it like it's always been done. Let's get the IG reports that have been buried. Let's get all the information that's been buried, both through people we put into justice and the FBI and others, and get the congressional committees up and we do it properly this time, not like the congressional committee, the illegitimate one that sent me to a federal prison for a misdemeanor for the first time in history. But let's do it where they have a ranking member. They have minority counsel. They can see all that. We want to see all the information. And I think, yeah, I go back to the beginning. You got to do this so the American people know it's all the information's out there. It's no hide the football. And we adjudicate these, and it's going to take time. And the administration is going to have so many other things they've got to get done. Get on with the work of turning the country around, of getting our sovereignty back, of stopping these wars in kind of in a dual track at judiciary and others. You start methodical, well thought through, properly presented where the information is in front of the American people, because the American people will be revolted on the information they're going to see. But we have to make sure that we do that. That's like right. Caesar's wife. Right. And I think it's so powerful. And I just tell people, take a deep breath, slow down. We're going to do these. They'll be bigger than Watergate. They'll be bigger than Iran Gate. These will be the biggest bigger than the Pearl Harbor Commission, bigger than the 9/11 Commission. The rot in this system is so substantial. And like even today, the recasting of the Labor Department numbers. I mean, there's so much misinformation. There's so many lies. Everything they're doing on this disinformation campaigns, all the government interaction with private corporations, we have to take our time and present that. And this is multi-year investigations because we have to make sure this can never happen again.
Absolutely. My point is it's justice. We can't let it happen again. And I agree Trump has to turn the economy around, secure the border, stop World War III. But if we don't go on offense and keep them off balance, they will be able to ferret around. And you know, we have to go on the offense. In closing, I know you're busy. We'll get you back very soon if you can come on. Warroom.org. We only got about 2 minutes left. They have telegraphed with no evidence that we're going to launch violence. We're going to be totally peaceful. They have telegraphed that they're going to try to confuse things so much and string this out. I agree. Voting's key right now. That's front and center. But we're basically already in the future now. Just snapshot. How do we respond to their clear preparation to do some false flags and try to set up Trump supporters?
The traditional media and even the traditional conservative media is not going to be able to do this. This is where InfoWars, War Room, the ecosystem of media on the right is going to have to be at the vanguard of getting information out to people immediately. And so this is why it's got to start this weekend in mass mobilization, to know that we got to power through and get those ballots, get those votes in there. And then you go to the second phase of the fight. You know, Mark Elias, you don't hire Mark Elias unless you're going to the mattresses. Jamie Raskin doesn't sit there and say, I'm not going to certify this in the House on January 6th unless they're going to the mattresses. They're going to do that. More information, more sunshine onto the facts help our cause. And that's why, you know, where we begin to do our real hard work is on the evening of 5 November, Alex, in the early morning, to make sure that this thing will power through. It's going to be a fight. Don't think that Trump putting up big numbers on Tuesdays going to stop that. That's only going to initiate the radicals and the globalists.
Because their back's against the wall and the world's waking up to them, not just here, Papa's being elected everywhere. And that's why Raskin also added, we're going to have civil war conditions, but we're not going to be violent. They're the ones that are violent. Warroom.org. Steve Bannon, it is so great to see you. God bless you. What doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Love you, brother. Keep fighting.
Love you, too. The great Steve Bannon. Thank you. We salute you, sir. Warroom.org. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back with more breaking news and intel. This is the InfoWar. Share the links now from Real Alex Jones on X and InfoWars.com/show. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the AlexJonesStore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants.
Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of. It's a little scary. I have decided that I'm just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, murdered out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like murdered out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again murdered out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Another world.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His Bible was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You want the total proof of how the federal government with the states actually passed laws to register illegal aliens to vote, and then now they deny it but are doing it? We got the expert coming up. Mark Mitchell, Mike Yoder, Naomi Wolf. Mark Mitchell is the head of Rasmussen, the most respected hands-down polling agency. Mike Yoder is an incredible investigative journalist. By the way, I had his lawsuit yesterday in my stack. I forgot to tell you to get it, so get me all that. With the total proof of how George Soros and the State Department run the election theft of the illegal aliens. Naomi Wolf is a powerhouse brain, former top Democrat strategist, who, 20 years ago joined us because she's got a soul. And she's totally endorsed Trump. He's a unifier and anti-war. And because she says they're purposely destroying the country with replacement migration, she's joining us. It's all coming up. But that's an hour away when she comes on and the rest of the guests. I'm going to be very clear here. And I know most of you know this, but I'm always talking to folks that just tuned in. That's law sheet. There is a worldwide planetary corporate operation to get rid of most people. And they've got their reasons for that. The biggest one is they've got super advanced technologies, life extension, all of it. And the decision's been made to just not give it to the general public because they see you as stupid and weak. And if you fall to their programming and lies and go take their poison shots and all of it, then in a way you deserve it. But the children don't. And so as there's an awakening to just how bad the establishment is, that there really are monsters running things, there are a lot of people that didn't know this who are powerful, but were just going along with the system. As they wake up and as they see more people joining the movement, there will be a capsizing event, but in a good way, where you ever see those barges out on the lake and a jet ski will run by, or a girl will take her top off in a boat next to it, and everybody runs to one side of the boat to see the girl with her top off, and the whole ship dumps over. Well, that's a bad capsize. But it's a good capsize of the boat of tyranny when everybody finally runs over to our side, which is we're in the process. I mean, it's going, it's about to go bloop, and there's no turning it back now. They think a big war or a fake cyber attack or the lights going out or a race war is going to fix that. Any historian, sociologist, anthropologist, or futurist that can grasp the compendium of knowledge, who's a thin slicer, can see that no trajectory that the technocrats are on ends with them alive. So, in their own self-interest, they need to stop now. Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, King Charles, all of you. Because in the scenarios they keep fighting, billions get killed in the process, but they get wiped out. I'd really like to keep living, and I'd really not to go down that path, but they'll still get beat. I mean, I'm not fatalistic. I'm not suicidal. I really enjoy life. I mean, I love it. I love sunsets. I love my wife. I love my children. I love a T-bone steak. I love life. And so I don't need to fight to prove I'm right, as the Who song says. But I will fight the globalists, and I'll do whatever I have to do on the threat escalation ladder in whatever wheelhouse they put us in to not spiritually be aligned with them, because, again, the destination is the journey. The journey is the destination. So I wanted to just get that big emblematic issue up there that I'm going to get to the news right now, these huge guests. And boy, there's some incredible developments here. Oh boy. Brian Stelter has come out in New York Magazine, or he's put out a report with Charlie Klein saying, oh my God, we're talking to all the executives in Hollywood and the corporate media, and they say, we're dead. We're over. That's like figuring out you're dead 10 years after, like a skeleton waking up 6 feet under going, you know, I'm dead. I just now figured it out. Yeah, you got soft killed. You wanted to soft kill all of us. Well, guess what? We're a little tougher than that. Yeah, you killed a lot of us, but not enough. And a lot of us are resistant. You know, you might spray, you see us like cockroaches. You might spray 1,000 cockroaches, but there'll be 50 or 60 that just won't die. They just are immune. Then they have babies and they're all immune. So maybe our new symbol shouldn't be a American eagle or a rattlesnake. Maybe it should be the cockroach. That's how the globalists see us, cockroaches. You know, that's the nickname in Mexico for the ruling elite there. It's leaked out of their Congress many times. They call the public cockroaches. Okay, I'm a cockroach then. I'm going to be around, and my kids are going to be around, and my will is going to be around, and our worldview is going to be around, and our spirit's going to be around a lot longer than yours. So, we accept the challenge. You've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. To panic or not to panic, how to survive the election. But here's the New York Mag headline. After the Trump bump, there's now the Bezos ditch. And you read the article, and they say, it's over, everyone hates us. Just like 2 months ago, the leaked head spokesperson, head of the global UNPR, gets caught on a secret camera in New York saying, everybody hates us, we're a criminal organization, 95% of the public and our internal polling hates our guts, it's over. And they said, if Trump wins, that just accelerates the whole thing. Wow. Which is true. But see, here's what Brian Stelter and Klein and others miss. Is that it's not you're dead if Trump wins politically. You're already dead. You've lost no matter what you do. So here's the deal. I guarantee you, I know Trump well, and he said this. He's just going to get a few top globalists indicted because that's the right thing to do to shut down their organizations. And then he's just going to, you're all going to get fired. And not all the civil servants, but, you know, the lazy commies. And if you want the lights to stay on and you want a future, stop attacking us, because we don't want to destroy you, okay? We don't hate humanity. We're not projecting our weakness onto you like you're doing to us, because we're strong on average compared to you. We don't want to crush you. We're self-confident. We're accomplished. And you know that. And that's why you hate us, because we have life and you don't. And you bet on the wrong team. You bet on Team Demon. So I'm going to say it again. I'll get to this in a moment. It's over. Give up. Give up now, like Zuckerberg publicly did a few months ago. That's a good start. And I think Zuckerberg should be left alone if he actually goes away. So we're offering you amnesty. This is what smart people do when they start to win a war. You say to the enemy, would you like to sue for peace? Would you like to capitulate? And again, capitulation doesn't mean completely giving up. It means you give up and you get to keep your skin. So here's a word I want the globalists and the CIA and the different department leadership that have hijacked everything and whose backs are against the wall. Learn the word capitulation. And you'll feel so good. And maybe, if you still have any soul left, you could pray to God to come into your heart, and maybe you could join us someday. We're not going to, you know, ever trust you or turn our backs on you, but God will know it's a real choice, a real thing you've done, and you can show us. Because listen, I've done a lot of bad stuff. Not really since I was about 18. But I mean, I've done about the worst stuff you can do. And people say, why the hell do you tell people the bad stuff you've done? Because God forgave me and I became a new person. And I wasn't really conscious of it, but I'll say it was the worst thing you can do, because in hindsight, I think about it, and I would die for any of my four children instantly right now. And I just cannot believe that, you know, girlfriends would go, hey, I'm a month pregnant. Give me $300. And I'd say, sure, you know. And it's just like later God touched my soul and my dad confronted me first. And the last time I talked about this, I saw people on X going, Jones kept receipts of abortions. He was proud of it. And that's not what I said. I said I was 18, just got out of high school. I was already looking for an apartment. My dad wanted me out by the end of the summer. And he didn't really snoop through stuff in my bedroom, but it was like laying out with my wallet and stuff. And he saw the receipt from Planned Parenthood or one of their affiliated clinics for $300 and something. For whatever reason, the girl gave me the receipt back after I gave her the money. And he just called me in, and he wasn't even mad looking. He looked white faced. He said, what is this? And I said, it's an abortion. And he looked at me and he said, stop killing my grandchildren. And he said, I want you, it was like a Wednesday or Thursday, I don't remember exactly. He goes, I want you out of here by Saturday. And I said, oh, it takes time. He said, no, I'll have you an apartment. He came back that night. He said, okay, I got you a nice apartment here. I paid the down payment, the deposit. Let's go to our storage, get some of our furniture. You need some new stuff. I'll go buy you some furniture. And I said, okay, we'll do it tomorrow. And he said, no. It was like 7 at night. He goes, no, we're going to get in the car now and go to the furniture, you know, place, big warehouse place. And I was out of there the next day. Now, the point is that I have murdered my children, had them chopped up. And it was the understanding of that, the repenting of that. Within 2 years, I was on the path battling the globalist. And within 5 years of that, I was literally conscripted in a spiritual moment. Didn't see anything, but felt it and give it a giant download of this entire mission. And within a few years of that, I've told the story thousands of times on air about how we would lead the global awakening against the New World Order and everything else that happened. And it, look, it happened. God's real, folks. Better understand that. So if God could take a devil like me and use me for good, what could God do with a Mark Zuckerberg? Zuckerberg, join us. Don't just walk away from the New World Order. Show us what you can do for good. You know how loved you'd be like Elon Musk if you really started fighting tyranny and stopped being a coward and a minion of Bill Gates? Join us. Show us. You ever killed your kid, Zuckerberg? You probably haven't even done stuff as bad as I have. God can remake you and rebuild you and have you be born again. I'm done talking about it. All right, that said, I got to hit all this news. history is happening, obviously. And God is great. And no matter what they do, they steal it. It blows up bigger in their face. Though I'd like to stabilize things, but if it's a God's plan, they steal it. That's the case. I'm not predicting that, but it's an unknown country right now because the deep state's not sure they can steal it. But they're definitely going to contest it and block it, as Bannon just said. That's on. That's a done state of deal. That's not my opinion. But just don't get mad. Don't let them suck you in. Clearly, the final ingredient is to stage something and blame us. That's not a hard prediction to make. But they know they're so watched and they've got so many whistleblowers that the globalists had 8 cylinders. They're on like 4. There's black smoke shooting out of the engine and fire starting to come out. I mean, their engine's going to blow any minute. So here's the deal. I'm taking on the New World Order with everything I've got. And I need your support. InfoWars should be shut down on the 13th. I'd say it's a very good chance it is. I'm not predicting that. It's up for auction. And there's a lot of other stuff going on. And it's real simple. I need money to hold off the globalist in court, and I can just keep doing it forever and basically reverse it if I had even more money, because everything they did was illegal, fake trials, all of it. And we're on the offense. It's already happened this week. I haven't really announced it because the enemy hasn't. It should be all over the news, but they haven't. I'm just waiting. There's a lot of stuff involved. I'll leave it at that. Counter stuff, you name it. Lawsuits. And I'm just pumping the money that you're sending into infrastructure and into being sure we can have the crew and into a bunch of other stuff with 11 days. And I can tell you, we need a lot more money. It would make it so much more effective. It would take major focus off me having to spend valuable, precious time where I could be in the InfoWar, dedicated to scrounging money up and trying to, you know, just running around like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to get the very best products and then trying to convince you to get them. I mean, you really want CMOS. It's the superfood, our CMOS. This is a private label, one of the top rated brands in the country. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You really want the energy gummies and the sleep aid gummies. Those are only $15. They're great. You want to join the VIP program. You get $40 to spend in the store every month for $30. So if you're going to be spending things in the store, that is a no-brainer. You get special deals, bigger discounts. The discounts are so good, I had to tell this big sponsor that we're working with that's helping fund all this, because I did the math with some of the sales. I said, these products are losing money. You got to stop that. They're like, actually, we didn't think of that. I'm like, yeah, they were doing 20% on top of 55. I mean, that's losing money. I said, stop it. I mean, that's ridiculous. So the deals are great. There's so much there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Make the decision. Go there. Get great products. Experience it. So many great new supplements there. The Gut Cleanse Anti-Parasite, the amazing 60 billion probiotic that's got all the known top healthy bacteria for your gut to flush out the bad ones. The Hydra Force, incredible electrolyte, vitamin mineral mix. So it's more than just an electrolyte mix. It's like vitamin mineral fusion with electrolytes. It's great. It's up to 55% when you get three bottles, 50% when you get two, or 40% when you get one of any of the supplements. And those specials are going to end because I'm ending them because I've done the accounting. Like, oh boy, there's a bunch of money coming in. And we're not going to be able to operate on 30% or 20% margin. And that's when you're getting the stuff, not the super deals. So these deals will change soon. In fact, they need to change them now. I mean, these are ridiculous deals. So TheAlexJonesStore.com, incredible T-shirts. This is a fundraiser shirt, which is another example. I'm like, these shirts cost $15 and with the printing on them for like a medium or a large. It's like $17 for our cost, their cost, when it's an extra or XXL. Those are even more. And I'm like, you're selling for $25, $30. I said, I need some real money here. So the InfoWars shirt's $50 and the Punisher shirt is $50. So, you know, we get some real money in the war here. I'm not bitching. I'm just, you know, that's me with the sponsor going, hey, can you knock it off? Because they're so good. They're great patriots. One of the top makers of Patriot Pearl in the country. Super patriots from Arkansas. I just love fellow hillbillies. And I say that affectionately because, you know, cut from the same cloth. So they got over 100 crew members there in, was it Fayetteville, same place that Walmart's based. So it's there, TheAlexJonesStore.com. I need your help. We're kicking globalist ass. You are standing right beside me when you buy the products, when you pray for the broadcast, when you share the links. And I need your support. I need it now. Well, I wanted the Rebellion to Tyrant shirt to be the fundraiser. See, it's not even the fundraiser shirt. Oh, boy. Anyways, the point is that I need your help. And I'm helping you. I mean, it's not like I just showed up yesterday. I've been around 30 years. We are recognized by the enemy in congressional testimony and it's come out in the news, the CIA targets us, and J.D. Vance came out yesterday talking about the CIA targeting independent media in America. Now they're going to expose that when he gets into office. I told you I had a meeting with him about that a month before it was announced he was the VP. He told me he was the VP. So there's a lot going on, and I'll take these people on, but I can't do it without you. I need your help. So the Second American Revolution's here. It needs funding. Support us at TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP if you want to get even better deals. And then don't forget my dad's amazing supplement company. Boy, they've attacked the living snot out of him. He's got all the great supplements over at drjonesnaturals.com, like Next Level Foundational Energy, the fluoride-free, really super blue toothpaste, what it's called, but it's no additives, no preservatives, no filler. It's concentrated. It's got the tea tree, the organic peppermint, the iodine, the nano silver. Limited supply of that's in stock. drjonesnaturals.com. Or you can also, again, check out all the work we're doing at on X. Follow us there. This is very important, what I'm saying. At AJN Live, Alex Jones Network. At AJN Live. And if they do shut this down, they're even trying to take real Alex Jones, though. We've blocked that so far. That took money and lawyers, and they took it off the table 2 weeks ago, and now they're trying to bring it back, and I just gotta, and I'll get deposed and harassed. You don't even hear about it. I don't tell you about it. And it's okay, but we'll kick their ass because what they're asking for is not legal. But that takes money. So, I mean, I don't tell you 10% of the legal harassment goes on around here. And it's okay. It's just like Trump just ignores it, moves forward. It goes with the territory. That's the enemy anti-aircraft stuff. But in case they get that, we just keep moving at AJN Live. Critical to follow that and critical to support information there. Okay, Here's what I'm going to do. I did a big plug there because we need funds. I'm going to start the next hour, and I'm going to judiciously, with laser focus, hit the news and major war news and the news I mentioned where, oh, New York Magazine talked to these top executives. They say they're totally screwed. And then everybody hates them, and that they're dead. And before you say I'm Donald Trump threatening Liz Cheney, that's a metaphor. They say there, we're dead. The mainstream media is dead. That doesn't mean we're going to kill you. We don't need to kill you. You killed yourself. You killed your credibility. And the point is you're already dead. It's not that you're going to be dead. You're dead. Like, you know, that town's dead because 80% of people move out of it. Or, you know, oh, that restaurant's dead. You'll get food poisoning there. But Trump's analogy wasn't even that slightly opaque. It's, yeah, she loves war so much she ought to go over there instead of feeding our soldiers in that meat grinder and getting killed. She loves it. She should go over there and have them point guns at her face. That has nothing to do with the threat of that stupid little spoiled, rotten, most unpopular Republican in history witch. But that's what they do. Because they need that. Oh, he's coming to kill us. See, he said killed Liz Cheney, firing squatter. So when they stage a false flag, it's like, see, we told you Trump was going to do it. I mean, their false flags are imminent unless we expose it enough. And I want to be here in a week and it hadn't happened. And I'm like, well, we've got enough people awake and speaking out that the enemy backed off. By the way, I haven't done this in probably 10 years, but I want the crew to get the switchboard number to the White House and to Capitol Hill to Pelosi. No, give me Raskin. I want the number. We're dialing on air, and we're going to dial the extension coming up, and we are going to call them, and I'm going to tell them, like I did a few months before 9/11, that you've said Trump's going to stage all this terror while you openly call for violence. And if there are terror attacks during the election, you're the main suspect. So we're telling you don't stage terror attacks. So that is coming up and so much more. Hour number two with massive guest straight ahead. Mammy Wolf is joining us in 30 minutes. First on his blitz.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
now in hour number two of this historic Friday, November 1st, 2024 transmission. 4 days now for the most important election in world history. We're in the middle of the election then. Hell, we're in the middle of it now. We're going to break it all down.
What do you make of the attempt to take January 6th, which we know was a federally provocateur event at many levels, there were also some useful idiots that got sucked into it, in my view, to now project on that, no, it's not radical Islam that's the big threat, it's not communist China that's the threat, it's the American people and patriots that are the threat, and with straight faces, the CIA has come out and said, oh, we believe a civil war has already begun. We're going to have to arrest all the leadership. I mean, this is what a real authoritarian takeover looks like historically.
The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
The most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland, white supremacists.
The most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today, white supremacy is terrorism.
Can you speak to that with your historic understanding?
I expect something, again, another distraction. I expect because of what was staged on January 6th and what was staged up in Michigan to kidnap, you know, the fake kidnapping of the governor up in Michigan, Whitmer. I think we're going to see staged events. I really do. I mean, I really do think that do not put past this administration, but their thugs in some cases that they have access to, do not put it past them to stage something.
InfoWars could be shut down in just a few weeks. But regardless, the fight continues at AJN Live on X, the Alex Jones Network. If the globalists think they're going to shut us down, they've got another thing coming. The Second American Revolution continues on at AJN Live. Follow me there now for news updates and critical intel as we restore our republic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two on this Friday, November 1st, 2024 transmission. Naomi Wolf is coming up. We have other expert guests as well, who is the head of polling at Rasmussen on the latest numbers, what it's indicating with just 3 days till the actual election day begins. But you know, they're going to try to drag it out. The question is, will Trump win decisively despite all the fraud, or will they flip Texas with fraud and then say she won that night? I mean, it's all up in the air, but they're definitely pre-programming to not accept the Trump win and create civil war conditions. As I keep harping, Steve Bannon agrees this is going to be very, very serious, but we have to get ahead of that. And that is what we are doing right now here today. All right. Let me do this for the next 30 minutes. And I'm going to hit it when we go to break here and join 300 plus stations in just a minute. Just a 1 minute break. I am going to plow through the election news. I am going to get into all of the new footage coming out and state officials confirming in a bunch of states that different voting machine companies are indeed flipping votes. And oh, in every case, it's flipping Republican straight tickets to Democrat straight tickets and more. You have the Democrats putting out articles admitting that and corporate executives that the corporate media is dead and that it's just not working. If Trump wins, well, we know he's winning. The question is, can you convince us that he didn't? So that's the final illusion of this whole corrupt, collapsing establishment. And again, as I said at the start of the broadcast, as scary as all of this sounds, the good news is that no matter what they do, the global awakening here, they won't be able to reverse that. And so I just want people to be of good cheer and thankful to God. And I want to commend all the info warriors that have been the very heart of the resistance. We are in high cotton right now when it comes to global awakening. All right, news blitz coming up. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the Ultimate Probiotic.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars could be shut down in just a few weeks. But regardless, the fight continues at AJN Live on X, the Alex Jones Network. If the globalists think they're going to shut us down, they've got another thing coming. The Second American Revolution continues on at AJN Live. Follow me there now for news updates and critical intel as we restore our republic. Never told this story or these stories, and I'm going to do it tomorrow on the Friday show, but I was basically inspired to go ahead and do it by Tucker Carlson today. So a few years ago I knew about this when it first happened, and I'm not going to get into the details and sources of that, but then last year when I was at Tucker's house in Maine at dinner, we started talking about the paranormal and things. And he told me about the two experiences he'd had in his life. Once when he was a child at their house out in California in the backyard. And then the other had happened about a year before, or a little less than a year before, when, and he was a guy who wasn't sure God was real. He's not like some guy that hears voices and sees stuff. He's not schizophrenic. And he got attacked, and she told the story about the demon in the bed, and, you know, scratching him and all the rest of it. And he got into more details, and it wasn't like, he wasn't scratching himself. It was like, you know, from the front down to the back, couldn't do it himself with his hands. And that's one of the common things in lore and history and all cultures. You know, talk about that from the Japanese to the ancient Romans. If something happens to the ancient Africans, you know, those stories get told, and they're there for a reason. They're universal because they happen. And I've never really told my stories. I told him some. And just to show him what I was talking about, I said, I think I know what happened to you. Without him telling me anything else about why it happened, you know, where it came from, who was behind it. And I nailed where it came from. Now, that was not me. And I'm 50 now, and I've learned
to go with my spirit, my instinct, whatever you want to call it, sixth sense. And as long as you just open up to it, when it calls, it's always dead on. And I blew him away. So that's why I said I'm the most exceptional person he's ever met. But I'm just the one of the person who's ever nailed stuff for him. I love it by the skill. But I, just in my spirit, I knew how it happened. And I said, recently, has anyone laid hands on you? It just came to me. And he said, he got really freaked out. He kind of got up. He went to the bathroom. He came back and he said, I haven't even told my wife this. I haven't told anybody. He goes, just a week ago, I was on an airplane flying back here. And this has happened a while back before that. And it started clicking to him. Was that when this happened? So we were like simpatico. We were like, you know, linked up. But I'm going to tell more of the story tomorrow. I need to call him and get permission. In fact, he did tell me part of it, not to ever tell. So I need to call him. And then I'll tell you my story. And I've only had what they call a poltergeist. It's the German name for it, angry spirit. Because they throw people around and smash stuff. Only had that once. Clear blue, middle of the day. Growing up, I was like 11 years old. Dislocated my shoulder. I was a tough kid. I didn't figure it out till later that day. I'll tell the story tomorrow. This is real, though. I guess his crew probably put this out. Not because he wanted to, but just he takes so much stuff. Because it is Halloween. It's kind of seen as a time for that. But this is no joke. This is real. I know Tucker's not joking. So I'm not going to put this out tonight. Plus, I want to do it in the studio. I got to get permission. I'm sure I'll be fine with it. And the last point is that I was telling him about some of my experiences, and he wanted me taping his podcast the next day to tell him. And I said, the public can't handle it. I said, why don't you tell him your story? He goes, you're right. I get your point. So I guess now was the time for him to tell it. In fact, I got the feeling he was going to tell the story on air if I told my story. It's more than one story. It's one poltergeist. That's what it was. And poltergeist. There's no doubt about it. I'll tell the story tomorrow. It was like real obvious. Didn't see anything, but I mean, maybe it's like Predator, you know, like the movie Predator, where it's got a shield up. It's an alien. You can't see it. I just know it threw me around like a ragdoll. Just clear blue. Going to totally not on drugs, nothing, didn't take drugs, you know, 11 years old in sports, going to get a Gatorade out of the refrigerator and freaking right out of a movie, man. Yeah. So I'll tell the story tomorrow. It's just time for all this to come out. Everybody's needs to understand this is a fight between good versus evil, and this stuff's going on. So whether you call them demons, aliens, whatever the fuck they are, they're there. All right. I'll blow you away tomorrow, and it's all real. All my children. Follow me on the new channel in case they shut down Real Alex Jones InfoWars, which is close. And as you see, it's in the news, we're trying, and that's at AJN, Alex Jones Network, at AJN Live. It's really important you do that.
All right, I was sitting there during the break saying, okay, what's the most important news now? And you start going through it. I'm like, oh, I promised to cover this today. I'm going to do it now. Now, I've never told that story I just told, which is true and happened. I'll tell you more details right now. Because a lot of people haven't ever had these experiences. Those that have had something happen or things happen know it's real. And I just didn't want to create a distraction. And then Tucker was telling me about stuff, and I told him about stuff, and he wanted me to tell it on air. And some other stories I told him, some other events. And I said, no. And he goes, okay. And he was basically said he was ready to talk about it, but then he didn't when I was on his podcast last year in Maine. At his facility out in the boondocks. Awesome place. And there's a lot more to the story that he came out and told yesterday. That he told me, and I didn't get around to calling him yesterday to get permission to tell it. He didn't say don't tell people. So when J.D. Vance said, yeah, no, I've got the VP. I'm going to be the VP. I'm like, really? That's great. I didn't say I'm allowed to say that. He just knew, I guess I wouldn't, so he told me. But it's like this weird unwritten thing. He told me more of it. And like I said, my wife was right there. His family was there. His wife, crew, Lexi and all those folks. But I was sitting over by the head of the table with him, and I just said, he's like, what do you think that's connected to? And I sat there for a minute, and I said, did somebody do a ritual or lay their hands on you or somewhere say that they, because I know how this stuff works, and I wasn't saying Christians were doing it, and I was picking up because it was demonic. But did someone ask permission to pray for you or bless you, but it was in an unorthodox way? And he went, whoa, he goes, hold on a minute. He came back a few minutes later, and he goes, I haven't told my wife this. This happened a year ago. And he told her about the attack, but not what he just in the last week clicked. And he said, just days ago, when I was flying back here, this clicked. I was looking at old photos from a year ago, right before this happened, and that this happened. And he goes, how the hell did you just say? And I went, well, let's go further. What type of room did they bring you in? He goes, well, they did bring me in a room. How do you know that? I go, well, and I said, and then he told me who it was. And, you know, you're at somebody's house and they're really nice and you're about to leave. Oh, one more thing. My wife would like to pray for you. And these folks aren't like saying they're Christians. Like, really? What kind of? Well, she just wants to, you know, pray for you. Okay, this is, you know, Tucker wasn't even sure God was real at that point. He did not believe in God, but, you know, he said that. And then I start describing, I said, let me guess, that this looked like a little bit of an unorthodox, it was a little special room you got running. And he started telling me, and I was describing the kind of things I would imagine would be in there. Not even from research, though there's a lot of that. It was just, I was getting a download at this moment. I can't do this all the time. It's not me. It's God working through me. And I described it. And that's why he says I'm the most exceptional person he's ever met. Because, you know, I said he'd be fired within a month. And he was fired 29 days after I said that. That just came to me. And a bunch of other stuff Tucker's seen. And the reason I tell these true stories is, for people that don't know there's good and evil, people that don't know there's not Satan and God, people don't understand this is a spiritual war, as Ephesians tells you, wickedness in high places. That's both the Ephesians verses on wickedness in high places. Thank you. And for Tucker, that's why you've seen the last 2 years him really go super hardcore and really wake up, was because he experienced this, a demon attacking. And that broke yesterday, and I covered it. It broke after I was off the show, or I saw it on InfoWars after I got off the show. It broke in a little few hours before that, about Tucker Carlson talks about demonic attack. And I went on X last night. I was up here working until like 10 o'clock at night. We posted at like 9:30, shot a, you know, another report we tagged on to the report I'd shot in my car when it was still daylight. And a bunch of the comments were, Jones is crazy, he's making it up. They didn't know it was already trending on X, that the video of Tucker talking about it was out there. They thought I was just making it up. And I could see why, but I didn't tell those stories, not because I thought it would be discrediting, but because it would be a distraction. And Tucker says, you know, and he's been doing it, he's all about the truth and just getting everything out there. And so he's had the courage to tell what happened to him, so that was inspiring. When I was about 11 years old, and he told me one other event that happened when he was a kid, but it wasn't a demonic attack. He saw like an apparition. But I'm not going to tell his private stories. He can tell that if he wants to. And if you remember, the crew found like one version where I barely mentioned it. I did a whole like 30 minutes on this. We haven't found it yet. Right after I came back from Tucker's, but I didn't say his name. And I said a lot of prominent people are being demonically attacked because it wasn't just about Tucker. And it's increasing. It's being reported on all over the world and similar events in every culture, you know, has talked about it. But it is tomorrow's news today. I did talk about that last year. And then they found one of the clips where I mention it. We'll play in a moment. So the point is that, well, I'll just tell you my personal story. every few weeks I'd go see a movie with my dad, usually sometimes with my mom and dad, but she didn't want to watch adventure movies and military movies. And so Rambo 3 was out. I was 11 years old. It's one where he's in Afghanistan or whatever. And I'll never forget it because this has just happened. We went to see it. And my dad's in the car. And I said, so we're getting the car to leave the house to drive to the movie theater. And I said, Dad, I'm thirsty. I want a drink. He goes, okay. So I get out of the car. It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever. It was the afternoon. Sunny summer day. And because I remember I've been at the local neighborhood pool swimming a bunch before that. Came home, took a shower. And I never heard voices, never seen a ghost. I mean, it's not like I'm a schizophrenic. Totally not on drugs, totally healthy sports kid. And I walk to the front door and then walk by the living room and the stairs to the upstairs. And I go into the kitchen to get a Gatorade. I still remember like it was happening now. And there's no water on the floor. I didn't slip any of that. And I go to get the Gatorade. And then I get snatched and thrown all the way to the ceiling. And then I crash down. And I'm like, what's this? And it's like, oh, what's that movie with a ghost or whatever? Where like the trying to get people's attention and knocking stuff over or knocking them down or whatever. So I stand back up and I'm like, what the hell's that? And then bam, my legs are knocked out from under me and I get shoved up against the wall in the microwave. And I get up and I go out to the car and get in the car with my dad, get in the Bronco with him, brown Bronco, still remember it like it was yesterday. And he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, my shoulder hurts. So we get to the theater, get the Milk Duds and popcorn, and about halfway through, I say, Dad, I'm in excruciating pain now. My shoulders hurt. And he owned, with a couple partners, a hospital. It wasn't a clinic. They did surgeries there, but it was a little hospital there in Rowlett. That was Mesquite. He owned a couple of them. And he goes, well, let's go over here. Dr. Whatever's there. And we go, and my shoulder's dislocated. And the doctor gets in there and asked me if I'd have permission to try it. And he shoves the hurt like hell, but boy, it felt 95% better after that. Shoves my right shoulder back into socket. And I go home. And I never even told my dad that story. I never told anybody. I think I halfway mentioned it like, oh, I know poltergeist stuff's real or whatever you want to call it. Disruptive spirit, whatever. They smash things, break things, throw people around. Call it whatever you want. That happened to me. And I mean, was it an alien with a predator suit on that was invisible? I don't know. But something, I mean, it was surreal. Like you're thrown to the ceiling, and that kitchen didn't have really high ceilings, but boom, probably 9-foot ceilings, boom, slam down your back, get up, bam, knocks you back down again. And then shoves you up against the wall. Like you see that movie where the ghost of the demon grabs people and slams them on walls and slams them up against stuff. And what is that? And Tucker described more to me than he, did in the show, but just a darkness coming at him. And that's recorded in all the history books, all the ancient cultures, same crap. The Japanese reported it. The Norse reported it. The Chinese, the Africans, the Mesoamericans, every culture describes the same thing. So you can say whatever you want about it, whatever it is, whatever's going on. But I think it's really important to talk about that if it happened, and it did. And if you study that in all cultures, they say the most common thing, in fact, 90%+ of it, if you look up a poltergeist, and that's kind of the German term for it. Christians like myself say, well, that's a demon. But the point is, a debate broke out on my ex. Is it a demon? Is it a poltergeist? It's not nice. And it hits and runs. And it mainly targets people going into puberty or adolescence. And the energy and whatever's coming off of that. That's why the Satanists and demons that they're working with want kids killed. And that's why they sacrifice virgins in every ancient culture. And then that's why in Poltergeist it comes after the little girl. Based on a true story out of New York. Didn't happen out in Arizona. So, That happened. That went on. I've not had other experiences like that. I just would have dreams that came true, sometimes inconsequential, sometimes very serious. And then I learned to pay attention to those type of dreams. I would wake up nauseous and like really feeling sick when I would have one of those dreams. Like it had been some big event. I mean, I guess seeing into the future or whatever that is stressful. And that's happened quite a few times. It's just, there's a lot going on in our universe. And let's be clear. To ancients, they call it spiritual, but the mathematics, like the slit experiments and all of those have been done thousands of times. When you're observing a molecule, it can go through a block of lead, but when you're not observing it, it doesn't do it, or vice versa. The point is that our observation of reality is affecting it, even though you cannot track with any machine the energy that supposedly is doing that. But we now know with dark matter theory and all of that, that there is all of this other matter that's even more intense and more energetic than the dimension we're in. And that's a lay way of saying it. I'm not a quantum mechanics person. I can just read what they say and grasp it and then see it in the real world. So I can play Tucker Carlson's breakdown of it, but we're out of time. And that's on record if you want to see it. It's on InfoWars.com. It's everywhere. Him, you know, recounting the story, but I talked about it on air. We haven't found my full breakdown that was more detailed, but the crew did a great job finding a shorter clip where I did bring it up. So here it is on record from June 3rd. And again, I brought it up last year in more detail, but here's one we found with Doc Chambers' studio. Here it is.
You know, Michael Yon talks about
the Jewish group.
These things have been usurped using the name of religion. So we need to get away from that. We just need to talk about the Holy Spirit and God. And that's pretty much it, right? That's just the way I am. I respect all religions.
Exactly. Whether you're Muslim, Christian, Jewish, Hindu, whatever, God's real. Bow down right now.
God is real. There is a Holy Spirit, works with God, and it's real. And Jesus Christ is my Savior. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, the only thing I can do is tell you about him because I love him. That's the only thing I can do.
Well, they fear it. The Satanists, it's real. It has the power. I'm not going to tell you who, but very multiple famous people, like the biggest names in America, mm-hmm. who weren't even Christians 5 years ago, got demonically attacked. And then they cried out to Jesus and it went away. So this is how real it is.
Say his name.
I'm pledged to not tell you the names. Who are the other, it's not Joe Rogan, who are the other two biggest people in America? It's not Elon Musk. Who else would it be? Is it Donald Trump? Is it Tucker Carlson? I'm not going to tell you the name, but they have literally didn't believe in God. They were anti-God. They said it was real. They literally got attacked, and then God said, cry out to Jesus, and the thing went away. Literally in their rooms, a black shadow attacks them and rips their skin, and they're bleeding everywhere. I mean, strike me down, God, if I'm lying. I'm not lying. I'm not going to tell you who this happened to. These people are being demonically attacked.
Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game-changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best price you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known
natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Naomi Wolf is our guest. I've got the headlines here. Renowned liberal author and former Democrat strategist Naomi Wolf endorses more inclusive Trump. We are 4 days out from the election. Trump calls for Cheney's execution. World in shock. Ex-president increases violent threats against opponents. Liz Cheney, this is how dictators destroy free nations. So we obviously had the clip, and he talked about warmongers, the most cliched statement anybody can make, because it's true. We have cliches that are true. Well, if this is so great, let's make those politicians, those warmongers, those draft dodgers, let's go make them go stand in the front lines and have the enemy soldiers shoot at them instead of feeding our troops into this destruction. That's what he said. I'll play the clip. But that's emblematic of the total panic mode. Says a few days ago, and we got all these gangs and criminals terrorizing America, and some women don't want to be protected, but it's men's jobs, you know, to protect them. Oh, he wants to take abortions away. What does that have to do with it? It's total lies. But it shows the desperation. Here's what Trump actually said.
And I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter, but his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy. But she's a stupid person. And I used to have, I'd have meetings with a lot of people, and she always wanted to go to war with people.
That is the standard, because it's true, response to warmongers is, how about they go fight and face the guns? No one with five brain cells, Dr. Wolf, in my opinion, would constitute that as a threat. But here's the AP, Reuters, all of it. Trump says Liz Cheney should be shot in the face. Wow, what do you make of that activity?
I mean, it's really unfortunate on both sides, right? In context, I understand what he was saying, but anyone who's been in public life and politics for a little while should know that that will be taken right out of context and spun exactly this way. And it unfortunately makes it difficult, you know, for people who are undecided or who want to come over to support President Trump. Even in context, I think a woman and a man would hear that sentence differently. And I do hear an echo of violence in it, in the context of she's dumb, she's stupid. I understand he's not saying he wants to shoot her in the face, but it's a pretty detailed, bloodthirsty image, and it doesn't help him. So, you know, so close to election.
And that's
day.
The point you made is we like Trump because he's so real and unpolished, but that's what you've warned as a former top strategist, that it's stuff like that they're going to go crazy with.
I mean, respectfully, I've never said I like how real and unpolished he is. All of his supporters say that. I've been saying, oh my God, give this man some talking points. Let him have some message discipline, because so often he gets in his own way unnecessarily. I think it would have been a lot more powerful, for instance, for him to say something like how she should imagine as a mother, you know, how a mother would feel if her 19-year-old were facing 9 shotguns to the face. You know, he doesn't have a kind of superego around language. You know, he doesn't have a good, I don't want to call it a filter, because I know that his base and MAGA just love the fact that he's unfiltered. But as a former political consultant, you know, he's doing so well. He's in the home stretch, crime, border, you know, economy, crime, border, economy, and certainly talk about wars, certainly talk about her being a war hawk. But there's a way to do it that's compassionate, that doesn't sound threatening. I'm sorry, I'm always honest.
No, you just convinced me, because I guess I am from like a guy that has a man's perspective, but you're right, as a political consultant, that could, the way you said it would have been a home run instead of letting them take it out of context.
Right. And the thing is, I come from that world. I come from the left and the legacy media. I know exactly when he says something like that, or when, you know, Vice President Vance talks about single cat ladies, I know what they're getting at. And I also know exactly how my former tribe is going to pounce on it and spin it. And I also know that the only way you deal with my former tribe, because they're like sharks when there's blood in the water, whenever there's a phrase that can be taken out of context, you don't give them anything. You give them zero to take out of context. That would be ideal, in my view.
Okay, I actually agree with you. I mean, it's total truth. I can't disagree with you. But compare that. That's not as big as Biden calling Trump supporters garbage, and then
totally. I'm with you. Look, what can I say? I wish everyone would stop. Right? It doesn't help our country to have, you know, violent imagery thrown about by someone who's going to have the bully pulpit. It doesn't help our country to have a demented gentleman with, you know, put in front of cameras to call half the country garbage. This is all, it's not just regrettable, you know, morally, that everyone, both sides, are descending into the mud and the troughs. It's also very dangerous, Alex, because you and I, the last time we spoke, we spelled out very clearly a violent overthrow scenario that I'm braced for and that you're probably braced for, you know, after November 5th. Chaos in the streets, crime sprees, cyber attacks, we spelled out all of that. Well, when there's violence in the streets, language like garbage or Nazis on the one hand, or even the totally erroneous AP or Reuters story saying the other side wants to execute women, right, turns into the preconditions for kind of genocidal or just extreme or political violence, right? It turns into the preconditions for the kind of descent into revenge and assassinations and hate crimes, you know, using violence that we just never have seen.
No, I totally agree. So shifting gears out of that, that sets the table. we're seeing, as you've said a few weeks ago, and now it's even crazier, Trump's coming with the troops to kill you. There's going to be martial law. The Democrats are going to have civil war conditions. They're not going to certify. Let's get into the clear battle spaces being created, charging up both sides. How's the election looking? It looks to me like they're just trying to not even steal it, but just have it so contested and so screwed up that and as you said, Raskin's already pre-programmed it to have this event a week after the election, looking at the chaos. So it's pretty clear what they're about to do.
Yeah. It's very clear what they're doing already and, you know, so foreseeable. So remember the role that AI can play now in human events. AI has the ability to micro dictate actions and disruptions that even human beings are not detailed enough to think about. So what I mean by that is AI has the ability to say to people overseeing machines in Colorado, oh, just release the passwords. And AI has the ability to say to people overseeing the machines in, was it Arkansas? Oh, okay, just flip the, you know, Trump to Harris digitally, right? AI has the ability to dictate, almost create, right? Where it's like one step away from that, 100,000 absentee ballots when the algorithm says that that's what's needed to overcome a Trump victory. And AI has the ability also to spin out news stories. I mean, people really need to understand that across the country, there are probably news stories that are AI generated saying there's havoc here. There are long lines there. Oh, we gave you the wrong address for the polling place. You can't bring water to the polling place. You know, disinformation, misinformation, bad phone numbers, all of it. AI is able to do it. So, and the thing about AI being so sneaky is that when you've got this kind of like erosion of integrity of the vote in so many different ways across the country, it's very difficult for humans to even keep up with it or understand what's happening, or understand how to fight it. So that is definitely their, approach. It's happening already. We at Daily Clout have built a beautiful thing where you can take a picture of your vote on your phone, of your ballot, right? In the states where it's legal, a lot of states it's legal, some states it's not legal. You can check our map that's pinned on Daily Clout. And you can just upload that to the site so that there's a public-facing archive, a citizen's archive of the vote, and your private information gets kept in a private-facing section of the site. So that's really important. And knowing the laws, knowing that what you have a right to ask for is really important, but for sure, they're going to say there's so much chaos, we don't know who won. And then they're going to deploy, you know, as I mentioned, I believe it completely, troops essentially made up of these cartels to create absolute havoc. We'll be locked in our homes and the lights will go out, right? And then it's going to be, and then Jamie Raskin will say, oh, you know, it's January 6th, we can't certify him. It's too chaotic. We need martial law, or we can't certify him because he's a felon. We have to bring this up to the Supreme Court. I thoroughly believe that is what's ahead, or variations that all involve electoral chaos. And you're right. They're not trying to hide it. It's, as we say over and over, it's not a bug. It's a feature. The mess, the chaos, the confusion, it is being generated to do this to us.
And let me go after Trump here, because I'm trying to help him, because he's, you know, what we got, and he means well. I predicted 2 days after they shot Trump and Butler, they're going to blame Iran, then they'll use a surface-to-air missile or hitmen, and it turned out the FBI and CIA were bringing in people that thought they were working for Iran were really working for them, and then they start pushing, sure enough, surface-to-air missile Iranians, and Trump says repeatedly, oh, if I get killed, blow up Iran. He's just giving the deep state the perfect cover to kill him and then go to war with Iran at the same time. So people that say Trump's 3D chess, he's smart in some ways, not in others, need to stop it. I know Trump. I know all about him. And it's endearing that he's real in ways, but it's not in others. And that's horrible. He's literally begging them to kill him and blame Iran with crap like that.
It's rash. You know, I mean, I think it's rash to make a little toy doll out of Trump post-assassination that has blood on it. I mean, I think that you don't want to play into the subconscious fantasies of all of the mentally unstable people in this country or other countries who can walk in over the border, who can easily be whipped up to assassinate President Trump. I mean, I met my husband when I was getting death threats in 2014, and I hired him to protect me. That's his job. And he explained to me that my danger was not from the CIA or from Mossad or for other, you know, from other actual assassins, but that the danger was that there would be a program or a campaign to whip up haters who are unstable to get them to try to attack me or assassinate me. And that's how these people do what they do. You know, they clearly want to take Trump off the chessboard. They've tried multiple times. But I would say it's all the more reason. And I'm sorry to be so boring, Alex, but you know, I've studied the history of closing societies so much. Best thing we can do is stay calm. The best thing he could do is stop talking about this, you know, really just.
No, listen, I don't think you're boring. You're a really smart lady. And I basically agree with everything you're saying. And you're showing me a different perspective because I mean, I know what you're talking about is true. We do want to turn down the temperature. The problem is they turn it up. And then even us covering them, turning up the temperature to say we're not ones that are about to be terrorists, then still raises anyways, because that's how a war starts. But they're everywhere saying Trump supporters are going to attack poll workers and attack minorities. Carbo that, oh, Trump's coming to kill black men. We need an armed uprising. I mean, they are trying to get a civil war and Trump killed there. How do you then counter that?
I can tell you exactly how, and it will sound silly, but I've studied successful grassroots movements. What did the civil rights movement do? One of the most successful and peaceful movements in the history of our country that massively succeeded in changing bad laws, ending Jim Crow laws.
And they were copying Mahatma Gandhi.
I'm sure that that's true. Well, what they did was incredibly peaceful mass marches with singing and prayers where everyone was dressed up in suits and dresses and hats and gloves and their Sunday best. And they prayed and prayed and sang and didn't allow anyone in their community to disrupt, to be violent. I've talked about this a lot. You never want to have clashes. You never want to have protests. I mean, January 6th was a disaster waiting to happen because you literally don't want shouting, chanting, you know, a situation in which groups of men are clashing, right? Because that always is going to give the police or infiltrators an excuse to create more violence, blame it on, you know, the people they're targeting and drag people off.
And then the black folks and the whites with them, let the police dogs attack, let the water hoses happen. And it turned everybody against the system. In Gandhi did that. Jesus did that. You're absolutely right. That's why the feds have been caught creating all these militias. And I'm not saying militias are unconstitutional. I'm saying most of them are fake, you know, the big ones. And then the Patriot Front and all this paramilitary stuff is to set us up as armies to kill each other. And it's come out that the feds basically run all that.
Absolutely. No question. Another favorite example of mine is Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, the singing revolution. They brought down the Soviet Union by, yeah, you don't want that. I mean, these are such fake people, obviously. Masked, you know, identically dressed, all of them with special operator bills. This is so transparent. Americans literally don't look like that. Half of them are obese, but, that's a fake thing. That's a great example. What did Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia do to bring down the Soviet Union? They literally sang. It was called the Singing Revolution. They held hands across their three countries on the highway that intersected their three countries. They sang their national anthems. They peacefully surrounded all of the major institutions day after day after day. They brought business as usual to a halt peacefully, which is a perfectly legitimate thing to do, but they were singing and holding hands. So they could not be misrepresented as terrorists, threats to the stability of society. And finally, the Soviet Union just kind of gave up and went home. You know, that's what happened with the singing revolution. What people do have to understand, and I said a version of this last time we talked, is that it's not like one short, sharp shock, right? It's not one protest at the Capitol that's going to do anything. It's not one protest on the mall that's going to do anything. What the civil rights movement did was it took months and years of peaceful engagement. And what that did was it made all the propaganda. Remember, the FBI tried to cast Martin Luther King as a subversive and a terrorist and a communist. You know, they bugged his hotel room. Well, it didn't stick. And it didn't stick because the civil rights movement was sending out in a very disciplined way, month after month after month, of images of peaceful, beautifully dressed men and women singing and praying and gathering and not going home and sitting peacefully at lunch counters. How did they behave at the lunch counters? They didn't, you know, get into fights, physical fights. I mean, it's kind of Jesus-like. And,
So, Dr. Wolf, in the limited time, I wanted to get you on. I don't know why we didn't set you up for a full hour. Next week, we got to get you on. This weekend, I mean, I think you can host an hour of the show Sunday if you want, or Monday, because I wanted you to be unfiltered here. But what you're saying is exactly right. I need to be doing more of this, because I've been saying, what do we do if the deep state shoots up a group of Democrat protesters during a contested election? How do we respond to that? A, we're not behind that. We're not calling for that. What do we do if that happens? What do we do if they truck bomb a black college and claim a Trump supporter did it? Well, we talk about those type of scenarios and people think, hey, who really stands to gain? But other than that, if those events happen, how do we respond when we're being framed for this? Because, I mean, the system's pre-programming it right now.
Totally. Well, if you're individually framed, obviously you need really good legal representation. But for the movement as a whole, this is genius. Okay, this is what President Trump did that's smart. He worked at McDonald's and he got into a garbage van. These are super funny, peaceful, non-threatening, relatable activities, right? All of MAGA should be gathering, praying, and singing and holding hands. You know, literally, singing hymns, singing. I mean, this happened spontaneously with those boys who held up the flag at a university, those frat boys, singing the national anthem, peaceful, 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 and broadcasting images of that, so that when one person is framed, it can't stick as emblematic of a whole movement. The other thing he really needs to do is state that he does not support political violence. He did that and it got wiped out of history on the lead up to January 6th. But it would be very good to say, look, I'm being taken out of context. We believe.
And remember, Twitter and Facebook, they all took a statement down and his tweets down where he was saying, don't be violent. And he said that when we marched there, but they were already attacking the provocateurs. So, yeah, that's the real power of censorship, too. Even when we do the right thing, they cover it up.
That's true. But they can't silence millions of people behaving peacefully and prayerfully in an organized way. And the other thing I would recommend is some recognizable T-shirt or, you know, emblem that says, you know, I'm a peaceful patriot, you know, something like that.
Absolutely. I mean, you could say, you know, peaceful or almost like in a war zone, you say press or Red Cross, but instead, Doc, what should people put on the shirt? People are listening. People calling constantly. I heard them on the war mission saying, hey, we want to be told what you think we ought to do. And I don't want to be telling people what to do, but people are asking us, and you really are teaching me a lot here and getting me to think of this. It all makes perfect sense. What should the symbol, like an armband or something, if civil war breaks out, we need to stop it. How do we signify we're here peacefully trying to stop violence? Because we need a symbol. You're right. That's why we have uniforms in a war. We're in a war. What is the symbol that we're peacemakers?
Well, for sure, you have to do it now because for sure they're going to try to frame you after November 5th, not you personally, all of us, as violent. So I would say immediately a peace symbol in red, white, and blue.
Oh, perfect. Right? That's
and
it. Yep.
I'm a peaceful patriot or the peaceful patriot movement. And then you do need the bully pulpit. You need President Trump, RFK Jr., Vance to say, hey, everyone, you know, we are peaceful patriots and, you know, link it to everything. We're a big tent. We welcome everyone, black, white, gay, straight, you know, Republican, Democrat, independent. We are going to go to the next few days as peaceful patriots. We're going to rebuild America as peaceful patriots. We're going to, you know, protect our children as peaceful patriots. It doesn't mean you don't keep your Second Amendment rights at home, right? It doesn't mean that, you know, you turn in.
Yeah, the system's trying to brand us as violent insurrectionists in a giant 2.0 of January 6th. We have to get ahead of it last month.
Totally. And I also would say stop answering questions from the press about what will you do if there's a loss, or what will you do if there's election interference? Those are trick questions. Those are mines in a minefield. There was a lot of this at Steve Bannon's press conference that I happened to attend on Tuesday. The hostile press trying to goad him, and he didn't take the bait, but also President Trump should not take the bait. Don't answer that question. Just restate, this is a peaceful movement. We are peaceful patriots. There is strength in peace. I mean, I could, in my sleep, churn out a bunch of sound bites about this, but beautiful, you know, this is the unity movement. It is a, you know, we are peaceful patriots in the unity movement. You know, get those T-shirts, get those mugs out, stop highlighting the blood-stained bobblehead. You know, stop even talking about January 6th, right? Let's get through the election. Let's get peacefully in, through the inauguration. I'm not saying abandon people who have been, you know, falsely accused or falsely imprisoned, but I'm saying they're trying to brand you as the party of January 6th of 2020. And, you know, you need to brand yourselves. We need to brand ourselves as we are the peaceful patriots of January 6th, 2024.
Do you agree with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. that he smells a landslide?
I think it's really dangerous and unhelpful to talk like that before an election outcome. Actually, it's the opposite of what my colleagues used to do. Democrats who won elections used to broadcast in the days leading up to the election that we were the underdog because that would turn out the vote. No matter what the polls said, we would say
we're the underdog. That's what Kamala's been saying. She says, don't believe the polls. It's really close.
Yeah, that's the right way to play it. You know, don't gloat in advance. That deters people because then people sit home and think, I don't have
to. Well, remember, Hillary gloated.
Well, she did gloat, but she's not really a player at this point.
That's what I'm saying is that you're right. She gloated and already had Newsweek, you know, Madam President already printed up.
Wow. Oh, I see what you're saying. Exactly. Right. Yeah, no, it's a really good time. I mean, this is, you know, human nature doesn't want to listen.
Stay there. We'll just do 5 more minutes. 2 minute break. DailyClout.io. She is, knows what she's talking about. We better be listening to her. I'm really thinking some things through here. I mean, I'm not saying I did a terrible job, but yeah. But at the same time, when they're saying there's going to be all this violence, we have to point out they're the ones getting the military ready for it. So how do you even, that just gives me a headache. But it's important, folks. It's certainly not boring. We'll be right back with hour number 3. Other huge guests coming up. We got 5 more minutes with her. More strategy with Dr. Naomi Wolf. I'm Alex Jones. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90 plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more and is stronger and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
endorsed Trump officially at a key time, right on the eve of the real election. I got to ask you 100 questions. We got to get you back on during the election. We're already in it. And so talk to my producers if you can. We got a break here in 5 minutes. But just in closing, any other key areas you'd like to hit, you'd like to talk about? I mean, I would just say, what is it that's getting so many Democrats like RFK and you to join this movement? I guess it's the only alternative to total evil, kind of putting words in your mouth. And what do we do more of here to show people, hey, we're not these Nazis. Come on. We don't want inflation. We don't want open borders. We don't want World War III. I mean, that's really the message. And you're right. Non-threatening stuff. Trump in the trash truck, Trump at McDonald's. Closing comments.
I mean, it's fine to be strong. I don't want to, I know you might get comments saying, oh no, this feminist is, you know, wanting to unman the MAGA movement, but I hope you know that's not what I'm saying at all. Strength in the right direction. You know, when he talks about protecting women, for instance, and children from crime, he gets massive cheers from all the women and the children in the audience. There's nothing wrong with strength. But yes, avoiding unnecessary personal insults. He doesn't need them. Unnecessarily violent language that can be taken out of context, as we discussed. But why did I walk away finally? This day I never thought would come. The Democrats made it impossible for me to stay. They silenced my voice. The White House, for whom I'd voted, censored me for warning women about menstrual disorders from the COVID vaccine. But they also, you know, opened the border to the country I love. They have made my city unrecognizable with strangers from all over the world who haven't gone through the process my grandparents did to become American citizens. They broke our laws. You know, that's just the massive unlawfulness by opening the southern border. They, in New York State where I live, they have a governor that wants to open a quarantine camp. I expect, you know, my husband and I will be first in line at gunpoint if she does manage to open it. They've gone full on tyrannical, and they put the person who is helping me save lives with the Pfizer Papers Project in prison. You know, Steve Bannon, nominally for other things, but I'm sure his bringing down Pfizer's profits didn't, you know, endear him to the regime. And they, as you can read in the Pfizer papers, they intentionally rolled out an injection that murdered, disabled, and sterilized, you know, a collective and aggregate of millions of people. So you have to walk away at a certain point from the fascists. And also, President Trump has been, until most recently, doing some really smart things. He's been giving really inspiring speeches. I saw him at Bedminster in New Jersey at an event for Orthodox Jews talking about peace in the Middle East. And he had brought about peace in the Middle East in his last administration for saving Palestinian and Israeli lives. How can you not love that and want that? You know, he's saying no more wars. That's why they're trying to take him out. You know, how liberals are supposed to care about peace, right? And finally, he surrounded himself with people like RFK Jr. and Elon Musk and Tulsi Gabbard and people I really respect. He's being more inclusive in his language, naming and bringing on stage people of all races and backgrounds and religions, Muslims, Jews, Christians, and it's a big tent, you know, that he's messaging. So that is very, very moving to me and very important. And yeah, I'd have to be an idiot not to recognize that that's the right side of history now.
Well, again, my producers are going to talk to you in a moment. I meant to do this. It's our fault, my fault, but tell me the time you want to come on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. When I mean, we need you for any time with election coverage or the latest takes, and I want you to just host an hour or 30 minutes, whatever you want. People should follow you at Naomi Wolf there on X. You should get the book, The Pfizer Papers, everywhere. It's incredible. I just got mine, so everybody needs to get it right now. Dr. Wolf, thank you for the next level information. I totally agree with you. All right, her video froze. There she goes. Get her booted back up and talk to her. I want to get her booked for election coverage. And we're going to be here with this incredible crew and all of you non-stop, ladies and gentlemen, during the election and in the aftermath and all of it. But, wow, what an incredible time to be alive. We got a huge guest coming up. Stay with us.
Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful.
But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
We're getting Mark Mitchell, the head of Rasmussen, the most respected polling agency, hands down, in the world, on with us. Big article exclusive. Pollster explains why this election feels like Reagan versus Carter. We're going to be getting to that in a moment, but I wanted to briefly hit this, and I'll get more into it later, but I wanted to show you this. This is a big deal, because this is the establishment, and I see more and more of this, publicly admitting that this is a global realignment, not just against the left and BlackRock, in all these globalist operations. It is a realignment against the corporate media, against all the lies, against the entrenched establishment itself. And they're in the Financial Times of London, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Magazine, I've got it right here, saying, okay, if Trump wins, we're totally over, we're dead, because we can't make people vote the way we want. Well, you're trying to steal it. And all the evidence is landslide, but again, that makes people apathetic. I'm saying they're going to try to steal it, so it's got to be a mega landslide. So after the Trump bump, there's now the Bezos ditch. And it says, I'm Donald Trump and I approve this message. Anonymous TV executives, if half the country has decided that Trump is qualified to be president, that means they're not reading any of the media and we've lost the audience completely. A Trump victory means mainstream media is dead in its current form. That's basically what the article says, and Bezos is ditching the Democratic Party, just like we have now seen RFK and Naomi Wolf and Tulsi Gabbards and all these other prominent Democrats and liberals. Because the modern Democratic Party is 1984 on steroids, World War III, inflation, open borders, total insanity. It's just mind-blowing that we've gotten to this position, and they're pre-programming everywhere, violence, and Trump's going to kill everybody and taking any statements he says out of context. That is desperation. But we could not have a better guest joining us than Mark Mitchell, the head pollster at the hands-down most respected large polling organization, the most accurate large polling organization. There's big outside groups that do analysis of that. RasmussenReports.com. And he is the director of polling operations. Mark Mitchell has a diverse background with experience in operations, finance, venture capital, and private equity, with a strong foundation in mechanical engineering. Mark has held leadership positions at various notable companies such as Walmart, e-commerce, Jet.com, and J.P. Morgan Chase. Rasmussen Reports is a nonpartisan, independent electric data company specializing in the collection and publication of public opinion polling information. On X at Mark_R_Mitchell, RasmussenReports.com. So, Mark, thank you so much. I know you're busy. Hopefully you'll join us on Election Day or in the aftermath. You've got the floor. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, I'd love to come on Election Day. And listen, I'm about to get my first weekend off in a long while. Half the country's already voted, and we're wrapping it up today. And I'm willing to break news here. I literally just finished processing our final national popular vote call. We've had Trump up 2 points, like literally the entire fall. The last call, you know, we sharpened the pencil a little bit, played with the weightings. Trump 2.4, but it rounds up to 3. So I guess we'll see. There's a lot of people there with us, like Wall Street Journal, Atlas Intel, Forbes, Harris X, and a lot of other really good pollsters. And what you're not hearing in the media is that, listen, the national popular vote, if it's right, Trump's sweeping these states in a way that we haven't seen since like Reagan, Carter in 1980. And of course, they had a spoiler in there, a third party spoiler, and we don't have that now. But Trump really could. I think there are reasons that Trump might outperform the polling. Trump really could pull a 4 or 5 point win. And I, of course, you might not want to hear that. I mean, we're in the phase where Republicans want to get everybody out to the vote, and maybe bad news is a little bit better for that. Well, if you want bad news, go to Real Clear Politics. Everybody's dumping their final suppression polls right now. But we have a situation where, listen, in four years ago, Joe Biden got 4.5 points in the national popular vote, and he barely won the swing states. And then 8 years ago, Hillary Clinton got over 2 points, and she lost the swing states. So the national popular vote is 3 to 4 points left of where the states are going to be. And listen, maybe I'm right a point or two, but with Donald Trump tied or winning the national popular vote, he should be, knock on wood, doing 3 to 4 points in a win in every one of the battlegrounds, which means he sweeps them all, subject to them hanging on for weeks to count all the overseas ballots. So I think that's really where we're at. And again, all of the early data, in my opinion, shows that we're seeing depressed Democrat turnout in traditional blue centers. We're seeing massive turnout in rural areas. And all of the state polling we put out this week shows, we asked people, when do you plan on voting? There's still a lot of people that plan on voting on Election Day. And depending on the state, they say they're going to go Trump by 8 to 12 points. That's huge.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I've seen a bunch of them. I'm not a pollster like you, so correct me if I'm wrong. I've seen a lot of state polling and local polling out of like Virginia, North Carolina, a lot of places that people that have not voted or have only voted once the last four elections, I've seen different numbers, that they're going 90% or higher, and that's a key indicator that they're going for Trump, and that's some type of record. Can you quantify that or tell me if I'm wrong?
Yeah, basically we haven't, there's only so much we can do. We only have four people. We're not like Morning Consult with $300 million in revenue in order to influence news in the country. And we've been watching as much of the early data as we can. And people have been tracking, you know, whether people have voted in previous elections or not. And the signs are, is that low propensity voters, voters who haven't voted in past elections, are overwhelmingly Republican. And one of the cope cycles that you hear right now is, oh, well, Republicans are doing better, but it's just because Donald Trump told them not to show up on Election Day. And that's, our numbers just show that's patently wrong. I mean, they are cannibalizing some of their Election Day vote, but with an 8 to 12 point advantage on Election Day for Trump, unless something major happens between now and Tuesday to suppress the vote on Tuesday, you know, a blizzard or you know, false flag, whatever, right? They're going to show up and crawl over broken glass to vote for Donald Trump. What we've seen previously is that Democrats build this massive, what they call a firewall, this bank of mail-in ballots where they have just complete and utter supremacy in the early vote. And all the time on Election Day, the question becomes, well, are the Republicans going to show up enough to dig out of that hole? And we're just not talking about it this time because it's totally flipped the script. We're in a situation where in most cases, Republicans are performing 10, 20, 30 points better than they did 4 years ago. And again, in most of the states still down, but Democrats have always overwhelmingly voted by mail, and they're just not as much this year.
I know it's hard to quantify with so much data, but I get mixed signals. Are we seeing a bigger shift of women to Trump, or is it just Hispanics, blacks, men, and Hispanic women? I mean, where is Trump making gains? Because clearly he had a bigger success in 2016, didn't perform as well in 2020. Right. And I believe the evidence was stolen, but it wasn't as big a turnout. But to what I see on the ground, I go all over the country. I mean, I'm seeing massive numbers of women that were Democrats that I know and in public that I don't know and online saying they're going Trump. What are you seeing there?
So this is a really tough one to answer, and it's going to take a lot of digging into the exit polls because where we're at is a situation where we don't know how much the polling reflects the reality. Don't freak out. Like, let me explain that. When we poll over the last 4 years, what we've seen is that people who respond to our poll overwhelmingly have shifted towards Trump. Hispanic voters, depending on the poll, now actually go Trump when they, Trump lost the Hispanic vote massively to Hillary Clinton. Black voters, depending on the poll, say by 30% that they're going to vote for Trump. And 18 to 39 year olds, he's roughly tied to down a few points. Now, there is a difference among women too. Trump wins by 7, 8, 9 points with men, but loses by 2 to 4 points with women. So those are all important things. But the problem is that when you ask polls now, everybody says, oh yeah, we're definitely going to vote. And with this massive political realignment we've seen, where Trump is redefining the Republican Party, and a lot of people care less about party politics and more about personality politics, what we've been doing is tuning our polls to identify the people who have changed their minds. And to get into the inside baseball, one of the ways we do that is asking people how they voted in 2020 and making sure that our sample shows that we have enough Biden supporters, something that a lot of pollsters are oversampling Biden 2020 supporters. And when we're not, we're fixing it to make sure we have enough of them. And still we show Trump winning because so many people have changed their minds. But what that's not helping us pick up, and what we may be seeing now, is people just sitting on the couch. And so, yeah, my polls might say that Trump wins 30% of the black vote, but we may see a massive decrease in black turnout just because they don't want to go vote for Kamala Harris. So I think we're starting to see those kinds of signs in the early vote. And then one of the cope cycles has been, well, women are turning out big. And so obviously Trump's doing bad because he has a disadvantage with women. Well, like, women show up to vote more early. They just do. And so we expect that to be the case. But as you put up on the screen, in my poll, and again, it's one poll, but we're seeing the same kind of pattern across multiple states. Yeah, women have an advantage. It was like 3 points in Pennsylvania, and men say they're going to vote on election day by 8 points. So no matter the metric, and almost every single state, every one of these things points to the fact the Republicans still have gas in the tank, and that's what a lot of people are trying to bury their head in the sand about on Twitter.
Well, Mark, I'm not a scientific pollster like you are, an engineer, but what I do look at is statements from the left, the establishment media, and their rhetoric, and they are behaving like they know they're going to lose. They're already saying, Rask and all of them, take an hour to list it all. The listeners have all seen it and heard it, but that they're going to have civil war conditions. They're not going to certify. They're going to drag it out for weeks. They're getting caught in all sorts of chicanery, and the Supreme Court strikes down the illegals voting in Virginia. That was a big wake-up call for folks that didn't know that was going on in a lot of states and didn't follow the other federal rulings, basically saying leave them on the rolls. So that's a huge wake-up call. And so there's so many factors, but I see body language and behavior by the establishment Democrats, and they are the establishment. You know, 90% of the big corporate money is going to the Democrats, not Trump. They are the establishment. We're the rebels. I'm seeing just behavior that they're preparing for doom, but then saying they're just going to try to turn the whole chessboard over or create so much disinformation that the election is so confused, and then they're claiming everywhere, as you know, that Trump supporters are going to go kill pollsters, or not pollsters, kill poll workers with no evidence.
Yeah.
So it's really dark. You mentioned the word false flag. There's a lot there. What do you think of what I just said?
Well, I think you're right. You're legendary and better at predicting these things than I am. But I mean, listen, if you think cynically about the Democrats and the powers that be and how strongly that they want to keep their kleptocratic oligarchy in D.C., we've seen assassination attempts. And this isn't something that 5% of the voting population are talking about. We're starting to see massive numbers of people that suspect that there's majorly bad things. We got like basically 3 out of 10 voters in the swing states that say they trust the federal government. 60% of people that say the media is the enemy of the people. Hey, like, how about Mockingbird Media? Is that like a fringe conspiracy theorist? No. 64% of voters think it's at least somewhat likely that the intel agencies are seeding our political news with talking points. So, I mean, like, across the board, Republicans, like over 70% of them think there was going to be another Trump assassination attempt after the second one down in Mar-a-Lago. So they see this, and things are getting really bad in the country because of it, because of the increased gaslighting. Now we have almost 7 out of 10 voters think that there's going to be cheating in this election. And we asked about political violence as a response to the election results. We asked, how likely is it that there will be a violent reaction if Kamala Harris is elected? 51% of voters said at least somewhat likely. 47% said the same thing for Trump. So regardless of who wins, voters think that there's going to be a violent reaction. And of course, they probably disagree about where that comes from. And overwhelmingly, it's actually Democrats. Over 60% of Democrats think there's going to be a violent reaction. And that's because MSNBC and CNN are telling them like every day that Trump is the second coming of Hitler. So that's where we're at. I mean, if Trump wins, I think anything's on the table. And listen, like 3-4 weeks ago, you could cynically list off 5 or 6 things that despite the polling, which has always shown, in my opinion, that Kamala Harris is losing, despite the polling, there were things that they could have done to win this. If they had somehow convinced Biden to resign a week before the election, they probably could have won this. They could have had wall-to-wall coverage and about the passing of the torch and all this media fluffery, and it would have crowded out all the news cycles. Kamala Harris is basically losing every single news cycle now, and half the country's already voted. So they kind of already, like, they had their chance to do stuff ahead of Election Day. They got 4 days to figure out how to prevent as many Republicans as possible from turning out to the election. The election is not yet won for Donald Trump. He's doing a lot better than he has before. A lot of people have voted, but he needs that Election Day turnout. And what's really crazy is we're not talking about one state. I mean, we're talking about, sure, a lot of emphasis is going to be put on North Carolina and Pennsylvania. I think the polling all looks really good. The early turnout stuff looks really good. And so they have to do, I mean, we're talking about, we just put out a poll where Trump was down 2 in Virginia and down 1 in New Hampshire. On Election Day, we might see those as early flips. So we're talking about the entire board. And again, maybe they'll just concede and say, yeah, Trump, but we had 2 assassination attempts, the convictions, 2 impeachments. It's just naive to say that all of a sudden they're going to relent.
Well, that's my concern. And it's like waiting for the, you know, shoe to drop here. And I'm just a dad. I'm just an American. And I see the level of lying. Like, take his statement. Clearly, that's a cliched statement because it's true that, hey, these warmongers love war so much, they should go overseas and let, strap on their gun and body armor and go fight. And they turn that around and say, Trump calls for her murder, shoot her in the face. Yeah. He could have said it better, you know, like, imagine, you know, she has children. Does she want them to go die in these wars? They would have said he was threatening her children there. But, at the same time, people, though, aren't buying that. The more they lie about Trump, even when he does stuff that you could say was wrong, they're not going to buy into it because he's been accused of so much crap he didn't do.
I think the media jumped the shark, and I think that Donald Trump has completely dominated new media. In my opinion, none of this stuff, the Puerto Ricans, like none of it has moved.
All right. Mark Mitchell, your video feed froze up. Do we have him back? All right, let's reconnect with him because I wanted to ask him about congressional races, the House and the Senate. That's really important too. I know this is stressful for everybody. I'm somebody that pretty much always has no problem sleeping. I enjoy sleep. I don't sleep a lot, 7 hours a night, 4 hours a night, constantly waking up. And I'm not drinking caffeine past 4 or 5 o'clock. Even though I worked up here till 10 o'clock last night. I went to bed at 1, woke up at 4:30. We used to all need to pray, give it to God, and vote and just educate people and point out we're peaceful. We don't want World War III. We don't want crime on the streets. We don't want to hurt people. We don't want to kill liberals. And I know it's easy to say when they bait us, like swallows, well, I'll use troops on you. And we're like, well, we'll deal with you. And it's important people to also know if they go there that's all a paper tiger. But we've really got to point out we're the peaceful people. Mark, you're very gracious to give us time. I know you got to go in about 5 minutes. You tell us when you want to come on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You're there, even if it's a 5-minute hit. Again, the head of polling there at Rasmussen. In closing, any other tidbits you want to put out for people? And then House and Senate races. I know those are so important to everybody. I love the technology of video links, but when it rains, it pours. So we're going to try to get him one more time. Next time we'll get him on the phone because it doesn't matter if we can see him. He's got great information. And, I call him a big polling agency. They're big in that they are listened to and huge, but they are a small one. But they've got the most accurate, predictions out there. They're actually trying to find the truth, and that's the difference. And polling is discredited because so much of it is just paid for in lies. But at the end of the day, my biggest polling is I've been on air 30 years. I've been very well known for 20. And I go out in public all the time. And I know when I get mean stares and people say mean things. And it happens every 6 months now. It used to happen every day if I went out in public. I still got a lot of love, you know, 95% love, but it was a lot of hate. It just doesn't happen. And I get so many people come up to me and say, man, I think you were wrong. I apologize. I said, it's okay. I get it. I used to be brainwashed too. But again, you're not a public figure, so you don't experience that, which is great. Being a public figure is not fun in many ways, but you do get the ability. It's a gift that you don't have. You just have it because you're famous, that you really get to. It's like you're a polling agency in and of yourself. And you're like a walking billboard for what they see you as. And the system is trying to say that I'm Satan incarnate. I'm the most evil person on earth. All these lies. And because the system is so discredited and so hated, people go, well, he must be good if the system doesn't like him. And the same things happen with Trump. And Trump is far from perfect. Neither am I. I just criticize it with Naomi Wolf some. And it's easy to Monday Morning Quarterback. We're trying to help him. And I criticize myself. I hear stuff I say sometimes and say, boy, I could have done that better. Because we've got to really have a high responsibility here in the situation because we're about to take the country back. I mean, we've already done it mentally and psychologically, and it's a political realignment all over the world. It's happening all over the planet. And so now we've got to govern. We've got to fix things. We've got to, you know, navigate all the tricks that because the power structure, if we get Trump in, is not defeated. But instead of the globalists having the initiative, we now have the initiative. And the way we win that is by absolutely delivering on what we say we're going to do, being honorable, being gracious to the general public. You know, when it comes to the globalists, hit them hard with the truth. Don't back down. Don't let them intimidate you. But you know, Naomi Wolf's right. We've got to be gracious. We've got to be magnanimous with the public. Mark Mitchell, thanks for the time. Sorry about the feed. I don't know whose fault it is, but it doesn't matter. In closing, any other tidbits and what's happening with the congressional races?
Yeah, listen, we're set up for another polling miss. I think all the polling is going to be left again, maybe not as much as before. I think that's really good news down ballot, and I think polling the states has been hard. A lot of people have seen Republican senators trailing. They should trail less. I already shown enough senators winning that we should have at least 3 seats of pickup. It could be a 4 or 5 seat pickup in the Senate. And what's also been interesting is that the generic ballot used to trail Trump a lot earlier, 21, 22. And they've kind of caught up. And I don't think it's because people love Republicans more. I think it's because they don't like the Biden administration. And so with the generic +3, +4 Republican ballot, we should see another modest pickup at the House. So I think it'll be a sweep. And again, I mean, you're talking about a lot of data, a lot of polling, a lot of facts that point to Trump's going to do well or do really well. And the only thing that, you know, the Harris people have is that, well, maybe this time the polls overestimated Trump support. Maybe this time something really bizarre is happening in the states. Or maybe this time, you know, they get a flood of stuffed ballots from somewhere exactly in the places they need. But I can tell you this time they do not have the polling cover that they had in the past.
Incredible. Talk to you soon. Mark Mitchell, Mark_R_Mitchell on X, RasmusReports.com. Talk to you soon, sir.
All right. Thanks so much.
We'll be right back with big news. Stay with us.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. 3 bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants.
Oh, I do hate them.
I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending.
I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of. It's a little scary. I have decided I'm just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to see none of this happen. Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid, including me. War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rot you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic, you turned to the now High Chancellor, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent. But if you see what I see, if you feel as I feel, and if you would seek as I seek, together we shall give them a fifth of November that shall never, ever be fought.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Well, we're living in just insanely historic times. We have a guest coming up, and they have all the documents. And I don't say this to say I already knew this. I say this to say I know it's true, but he's done a lot more than anybody else to expose it. How George Soros and the federal government with state governments are knowingly bringing in the illegal aliens and then signing them up to vote for at least a decade. And then you see the federal court saying, yeah, illegals can vote all over the country, and the Supreme Court slaps it down Tuesday, but only in one state, Virginia. I mean, I know it's hard for people to believe illegal aliens are voting. I know this audience knows it. You're as educated as I am or as informed, but the public's like, come on, the government's letting illegal aliens vote and then lying to us about it? Sure. So if this next interview in 25 minutes, if 100 million people saw it, and if Congress had hearings on it, they would then dismantle it. But in transportation bills and others in the last decade, and the guests will lay it all out for you. I've got stacks over here. They have put laws in that just sound like it's voter ID or sound like it's driver's license ID or sound like it's this or that. And then it lets the illegals get in the database. And then by law, it keeps it secret for their privacy, which they tells you your privacy. And then there's these hacks of everybody's social security numbers. So they can also have that all synced up. And they put the databases with these think tanks together. And then Zuckerberg goes out and buys all the voter data stuff for $400 and something million. And then they just put it all together, and then they can steal it. But if you get double the blacks, double the Hispanics, and a bunch of non-voters to start voting, that's the fight right now. Can they overpower? Because that's who it is. It's black people waking up, Hispanics waking up, and, you know, whites, blacks, Hispanics, Asians that, you know, that have never voted or voted once or twice in their life. That's what the polls show. They're coming in record numbers, 90% in most states for Trump. So people are kind of waking up in the last minute of this, you know, that, wow, we're really screwed if we don't do this. And I'll be completely honest, stuff is so screwed up that the Machiavellian part of me goes, if they steal it from Trump and try all this crap, they're really done faster. But it's not right to be an accelerationist and to say, oh, screw it, let it all go to hell. Some conservatives are like that, maybe 5%. I would say it's not rare, but it's not common. Democrats are accelerationists. I'd say half of them. I mean, most of the professors and leftists and operatives, they know it's all lies. They know it's all crap. They know they're wrecking everything on purpose. They say that in their books and publications, Great Reset, all of it, that this is all crap. Blow it up. But every time you get one of these leftist, Jacobin, communist, it goes back to the French Revolution. That's where communism comes from, not Marx and Engels. They just codified it into a new, you know, new flavor, new package. Every time you get these people in full control, they turn off the food and start killing everybody. And they kill the leaders of what they overthrow, or they get quasi control. Then they finally get full control. They kill their main opposition. And folks, everybody's analyzed it. Naomi Wolf is super smart, big historian, and she'll tell you this is a classic signature of total takeover, concentration camps, whole nine yards. And it ain't Trump setting it up. The left's openly set this up. All over the world, the UN's like, yeah, we're going to start putting people that question the next lockdown in jail. Yeah, those camps are for people that question it. And in Australia and some European countries, they were putting people in the camps that were speaking out. Or, oh, you complained while you were in the camp. You're staying here an extra month. So how do you get camps operating for political dissidents? You use the global pandemic fear. And people ask, well, you know, how did Jones, because they find videos 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you know, the most famous was 14 years ago, 2010. And I'm saying they're going to build pandemic camps and make you stay 6 feet apart, make you wear masks, and that's just training for a total control society with a cashless society. You'll have to have your cell phone to leave your house. Well, China's already had that for 7-8 years. I didn't predict any of that. And I keep, one of their hosts would say, I'm not legendary, like the Rasmussen head pollster just said. What I am is one of the few people that actually go see what the engineers, the social engineers, are doing. And this is really important. Yeah, I'm legendary for the false perception that I just know this stuff out of the ether. Yeah, I've had a lot of psychic events, telekinesis, things in my life, and I haven't shared a lot of it. But that's everybody has some of that. That is not where I'm getting the majority of this, from God. God gives me the will and the strength to fight these people and knowing we're going to win and it's the right thing to do and God's watching. That's my one audience of one. And God gave me the brains to go read the arrogant publications. I mean, Bertrand Russell wrote a book in the 50s. I forget the name. I read it like 20 years ago. I could ask Jade Iyer. He'd instantly know the book and have it on his bookshelf and open it with, you know, all, you look at his bookshelf, it's just all full of little papers and notes. And he'd read, you know, 20 quotes from different books he wrote saying, we're putting stuff in the shots to dumb you down and control you and we'll adulterate the food and break up the family and humanity will never know what hits you. And, you know, I mean, I know all of this because they're open about it. And if people then go, oh, he didn't just imagine all this and it came true, he's Nostradamus. If people would actually just go, well, what did he actually say about fluoride 30 years ago? When they put it in the water after World War II, in most cities and towns, about 65% still. And in Europe, it's like 20% or so. England's like 50% last time I checked. It's the second worst. They had thousands of doctors and toxicologists and chemists all over the place saying, you're not putting that in the water. That's super poisonous. That's roach poison, rat poison. Just type into Google and click images. If I say it, they'll probably go delete it, but they're deleting everything right now, it seems. But you just type in fluoride pesticide, and you'll see all the old cans, and it'll say for killing rodents, or it'll say for killing bugs. And it's just sodium fluoride. And that's what they put in the water. Except they make it worse. They turn it into an acid, make it way stronger. And then finally, federal, you know, government comes out 3 months ago and says, okay, it does lower IQs and gives you cancer. And then all these people go, oh my God, how did Alex Jones know this? How did I know it? It's freaking bug poison. I mean, I'm putting it on screen right now. Sodium fluoride insecticide, effective against cockroaches, water bugs, lice, and poultry, and on poultry. So you put it on your chickens so they don't have you know, lice. So I got hundreds of new articles and video clips and all this craziness to get to, and I will. It's just at the end of the day, I was reminded of this by Candace Owens yesterday. We need to go back to the globalist plan to understand the future. It is back to the future. If you know the plan from 100 years ago and the plan from 80 years ago and the plan from 30 years ago and the plan from 10 years ago, I mean, if you go read the Club of Rome, Limits to Growth, if you go read and listen to Paul Ehrlich on TV in the 70s and 80s, he's still alive doing it. He's like, humans are a disease. We need to get rid of almost everybody. And, you know, we're going to show the family as bad and break up the family and make all the role models that are male look stupid. And he's on TV in 1979. Dozens of the clips are on YouTube that I've seen. And other Bertrand Russell clips and other ones where they're like, well, under the new socialist world government, we will assess you every few years. And if you're not useful, we'll kill you. I mean, they're on TV saying this stuff. And I'm like, hey, sodium fluoride's bug poison. And the study show doesn't help your teeth and gives you cancer and hurts your fertility. And then we're not living as long, we're more unhealthy, our IQs are lower, our sperm's dropping, and fluoride's just one of the things they're doing. So they got away with that. And so now they've moved on to mRNA self-replicating HIV spike protein nanotech. And all I'm saying is they're putting HIV spike nanotech in people? Like, is that good? I mean, I would say to my enemies, the other talk show host and leftist and the Young Turks or, you know, the FBI director. I mean, like, this is the club you're in? Where you're the self-appointed people? And believe me, the FBI director has been read in on this. It's State Department Memorandum 200. That's just one of them. Official U.S. government policy 1972 to do all this. Anybody can go read it. And I'm just like, why are we doing this? Like, this is really crazy. Why are we starting World War III with Russia? Why did our so-called elites give all the industry and power to China? I was talking every adult I know, not just in Austin, but in California and Arizona and Florida, you think you're in a conservative area, you're not. Sure, maybe you vote that way. Maybe it's not as bad as a leftist state, but every parent I talk to with private school or public school who has children in elementary school, preschool, middle school, high school, every female guest I have on here, I had one on last week. And she's like, yeah, my kid's four, and they are secretly at the expensive private school. I just, you know, take him out, brainwashing him that he's really a girl. And then I was talking to a mother last night, and she was saying, oh, yeah, you know, our daughter's in Trinity, an expensive so-called Christian school, and they kept it secret from the parents that they were telling the kids they were transgender and all that in the elementary. And then she was telling me, because she knows my wife, about one of their friends at another private school. And they put their kid in this expensive private school, and they go meet the teacher today, and they go, oh, the teacher's not there. And then their kid goes in, and it's a man who says he's a woman in a dress with a fake breast, all of it. And there's rainbow flags everywhere. Everybody knows about this, but I mean, this is everywhere. And their kid's already enrolled. It's hard to get to school. They're trying to find another school. And I said, it's just better homeschool them. Just pull them out. I mean, look, I got all the snooze to hit. It's just, this isn't happening organically. This is funded by BlackRock. This is funded by MI6 and the CIA that created it. To literally have the schools, public or private, form a secret relationship with your child about their sexuality before they're even close to puberty as a form of pedophilia, not to just rape them, but to rape their identity and screw them up and put them in a cult. And they sell this thing of, well, be nice to people that are like that. I don't dislike an adult who wants to say they're another gender. I don't hate those people. The system wants to make it, oh, you want to kill them, you hate them. No. And most of them were hit by chemicals and brainwashed. They're victims. I'm talking about the full assault on children. And it's funded. The schools are given grant money, public and private, to literally destroy your children's future. And you have to aggressively expose it. You have to explain what it is. So if they can't kill you in the womb, they're going to slowly poison you. And if they can't kill you in the womb, they're going to sterilize you. And that's what transgenderism is the popularization of depopulation. I mean, it's just totally premeditated, and it's admittedly premeditated, and that's why I harp on this, because I've got stacks of headlines again today of Red State and Daily Caller and Breitbart and Town Hall literally saying, oh, the liberals are so incompetent, they're dumb, they're stupid, they don't understand. They don't know the COVID shot doesn't work. They don't know that the kids that are transgender are committing suicide because they're in the cult and the drugs do that and the brainwashing. No, they know exactly what they're doing. Down to the low-level people. They're people that sign on to what the power structure wants for money and prestige. And look, if we had a decent power structure and you're good and wholesome and work hard and you get promoted, that's great. But when the system's anti-human and against you and destructive, you don't take pieces of silver from it. That's stupid. Again, I liken it to a mousetrap and a piece of cheese. When you put a piece of cheese out for the mouse that you're sick of crapping on the floor and getting into your food, are you being nice to the mouse? No, you're going to kill it. And it's the same thing with fishing. Are you giving a bass or a perch a worm or a minnow? No. You are catching the fish. You give it 5 calories of food that cost you almost nothing to get 1,000 calories of its flesh. And so all the welfare and the money and the systems all sounds great to help people, but it's all to social engineer and make you dependent and make you domesticated and make you obsolete. And so that's really my message. I can argue politics and angles of things and show you incredible videos all day and interesting factoids, but at the end of the day, the social contract has been destroyed, not broken. Because broken sounds like it happened on accident. No, the rug's been pulled out, and you can be delusional and work for the system and empower evil, but you're not going to have to wait to be hurt by that. You know, 20 years ago serving evil, you might have got some money and, you know, felt like you were doing good. We're down to the final executions of this thing. And it's hell on earth. So I tell the mercenaries and people out there who are serving this, you are suicidal. I want to play this clip. I got so many, but this is Evita King, niece of Martin Luther King Jr., rips apart Mark Cuban for comments and saying that, you know, smart women, you know, don't vote for Trump. Here it is.
Heads up. Mark Cuban just said, and I quote, "There are no strong, intelligent women around President Trump." Cuban's words are mean, sad, and misogynistic. And the left can't even define what a woman is. I am Evangelist Elvita King, and I pray for my friend, President Donald John Trump.
There you go. So here's a microcosm. Well, it's a big slice of the world and the media and culture, so it's actually a big mountain of evidence. This article I mentioned where they say the executives say the mainstream media is dead, they've been destroyed. And, you know, Brian Stelter has this comment that, yeah, it's the media, the current media is dead. Well, yeah. And so you killed yourselves. I mean, they've been corrupt and lying, a lot of them, for a while, but they weren't unified liars. And so how did that work out for you? I mean, you've destroyed yourself. It'd be like a great restaurant that's been there 20 years and has great quality, great food. And then somebody buys it and says, well, we got a big name. We'll make more money if we feed people crap food and get cheaper chefs and don't have the best cleaning crews and the best policies to save money. And yeah, a bunch of people start getting food poisoning. Within months, that restaurant will have half the people. Within 6 months, it's closed. How is it smart to take something good that's working good and burn it down so you're in charge of it? And that's the globalist model. Now, for the ones up on top that see collapsing society, they'll come in with the bank money and buy it up. I mean, yeah, for that tiny little globalist group, they see it as good for them. But all of you serving it are destroying your own future. And then I speak directly to the globalists and I say, and now we've identified you, the general public knows you're behind it, you won't get out of it either. So stop it. All right, we're going to go to break. Come back with this huge news on how the scam's working. And this is a key area because this is going viral everywhere. People are finally ready for this truth. Because I've been covering this for a long time, but this fellow coming up does a great job breaking it down. Has fought lawsuits dealing with it. How are the illegals getting on the voter rolls? How do they keep it secret? It'll all be explained. The smoking gun coming up. Now for this. The products that we have at our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, are sensational. And it's a simple business model. Sell you the most popular, highest rated, game-changing supplements. And we just go out and private label whatever's the top rated, you know, not the hottest. It's really easy. So when you use it, you get a great effect and you like me and you buy more and we stay on air. I like a restaurant, again, that has good quality food. And then you fund information that's about as accurate as it gets and hardcore and truth-centered so that we can have a future together. Treat people like you want to be treated. So you really need the new supplements there. You need the Ultimate CMOS powder capsules. They're even twice as strong as the gummies. Those are coming in soon. And all the things that that superfood does. Because it's not just the Irish CMOS concentrate. It's 20 times the strength per gram of CMOS itself. That's on the back of the bottle. It's all rated, top facilities, you know, all that. You need Ultimate CMOS. You want to experience the HydroForce. It's a vitamin mineral system with all of the key electrolytes. So good for you. Post-workout, pre-workout, just delicious drink to have for your family. There's all the other great products of the winners here. We have a great concentrate gummy, very strong, of elderberry. You always want concentrates. Yeah, elderberry juice is great, but you want the concentrate. You know, really strong, super antiviral, so good for your immune system, especially this time of year. All the great t-shirts, all the other amazing products, hoodies, ball caps. We will announce in 2 weeks the winner, because under the law of sweepstakes, you got to wait till all the mail-ins are in for the great truck and the $10,000. We'll thank all you that entered that. But now's the time to get the t-shirts. A lot of them are limited edition, and they're what's going to keep this show on air. We are 12 days out to the potential shutdown of InfoWars. Because it's up on the chopping block in federal bankruptcy. We get good owners, good buyers, we continue on. We don't, this is all. And the bad guys have said to the U.S. trustee, if they get it, they want it shut down when their wire clears. And so I've been told be prepared to be shut down the 14th. We'll be on the air to the last minute. And there is backups and things, but it is takes a lot of money to do this. People say, well, just have your show from your house on X. I have the reporters, the crew, the reports, the videos, the articles. We're a machine. I'm not in against anybody at their house or whatever. This is a real operation, and I want to expand it. We're on satellites. We're on radio. We're on TV. We're number one in a lot of systems. It takes money to win a war. I sell you great products, a symbiotic relationship. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP right now. We'll be right back.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, I thank you for your support.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
Real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars can be shut down in just a few weeks. But regardless, the fight continues at AJN Live on X, the Alex Jones Network. If the globalists think they're going to shut us down, they've got another thing coming. The Second American Revolution continues on at AJN Live. Follow me there now for news updates and critical intel as we restore our republic.
Therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
1 minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust your mother.
Get the hell out of here!
Get the fuck out of here!
Your best friend.
I get that camera on my
The neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
A number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
Pray it doesn't happen to you.
White males.
InfoWars could be shut down in just a few weeks. But regardless, the fight continues at AJN Live on X, the Alex Jones Network. If the globalists think they're going to shut us down, they've got another thing coming. The Second American Revolution continues on at AJN Live. Follow me there now for news updates and critical intel as we restore our republic.
I represent science.
A bioterrorist attack is
the nightmare scenario.
You will eat the bugs.
Destroy the child.
InfoWars can be shut down in just a few weeks. But regardless, the fight continues at AJN Live on X, the Alex Jones Network. If the globalists think they're going to shut us down, they've got another thing coming. The Second American Revolution continues on at AJN Live. Follow me there now for news updates and critical intel as we restore our republic.
Constitutional lawyer Mike Yoder coming up 60 seconds from now when we go to break. This is huge news, smoking gun on how the illegal aliens are being registered to vote. This is beyond critical, ladies and gentlemen. Share the links everywhere. Tell folks, tune in now. Real Alex Jones on X.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Just 3 days ago, the Supreme Court ruled illegal aliens had to be taken off the rolls in Virginia, but I thought there's only illegal aliens voting. A month ago, the state of Texas, Secretary of State said, oh yeah, let people with non-citizen IDs vote. Why are federal judges ruling illegals can vote if they're not voting? Why do Democrats register them to vote? Well, turns out constitutional lawyer Mike Yoder has done the background work and is dropping major bombshells that we've researched and are deadly accurate. This is the smoking gun of smoking guns, not just for this election's integrity, but future ones and the very existence of our republic and the replacement migration. Here's a short clip of the viral video, then we'll go into it and the deep dive with constitutional lawyer Mike Yoder.
I found the source of exactly where all these illegals are getting put on the voter rolls, and it's going to be made public very, very soon. And I'll tell you right now where it is. And it's an organization called the Electronic Registration Information Center. It's led by a guy named David Becker, who was involved in a scandal while he was a U.S. attorney, and he essentially contacted the city of Boston while he worked for the DOJ, and the DOJ sued Boston over voting rights, claiming that he would help them get out of it. He then worked for PFAW, the People for the American Way, a far-left organization. Then he went on to work for Pew. And with George Soros' money, he created an organization called the Electronic Registration Information Center, which is known as ERIC. And then ERIC contracts with the states to get your DMV records, all that sensitive data that nobody else can get that's protected under the Driver's Privacy Protection Act. That's where they're finding out the ineligible voters. That's where they're finding out who in the state isn't registered to vote. And their membership agreement prohibits you from disclosing to them who is or is not a citizen. So you send all the information to people that live there. Don't tell them if they're citizens or not. And they pump those names onto the voter rolls, and then they circulate it back, and then they give it to the other organization David Becker found, which is the Center for Election Innovation and Research, which is the recipient of all those Zucker bucks from back in 2020.
We've already had Steve Bannon, former political prisoner and chief strategist, the battle for the Republic on. Naomi Wolf endorsing Trump, famous Democrat strategist, warning of the globalist plans for total tyranny. And it just reminds me how important this broadcast is and how we're only 12 days out from potentially being shut down and how all the guests, the info we cover here are so important and how thankful I am for all of you, the backers of this show, and we need funds if they shut us down to get right back up and running. It'll be $18,000 a month alone just for the TV and radio satellite. And we, with the folks we're working with, that's already ready. We're having to put the money down. We're having all of us being set up, and we're beavering around during the election getting it all done. So I need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com, great T-shirts, great supplements. That's how you fund this, and DrJonesNaturals.com. That's critical. We need your support, plus the great products. Take action now, because that's how you're about to hear this and how millions will watch it now, and then once it's archived and sent out, tens of millions more, this is happening. Now, I want to read his whole bio because he's done so much great constitutional law work and civil rights work for Americans and headed up major law firms, and I'm not going to go through it all, but he also founded and created Citizen AG and has just done a great job going through all the real research and filing lawsuits and getting everything we need to get to Congress to stop this, because, well, he'll go through the history and how they're doing it. But they slip stuff into the bills. Remember, Pelosi said, we've got to pass the law to see what's in it. So, and then they pass these laws, they put it all together, it's mislabeled, and then they bring you the tyranny. So it's the government running this and doing it, from the telling the illegals to come here, to bringing them in, to signing them up to vote, to covering it all up. And Mike Yoder is going to expose that right now. At Yoder, Y-O-D-E-R, underscore E-S-Q for Esquire, at Yoder underscore E-S-Q, on Instagram at CitizenAG, CitizenAG.org, CitizenAG.org. This is the plans to the globalist replacement migration Death Star. Mike Yoder, you're the expert on this. This is So Smoking Gun. Start wherever you like. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I just kept digging and it just never ended. It was a tunnel that just kind of led, you know, to the depths of hell, essentially, as to what they're doing with this country. And, you know, the first and foremost thing is that voting is unequivocally the, you know, most important fundamental right that we have, second to religion, in my opinion, because if you don't have the fundamental right to vote, then everything else is illusory because it dictates what rights we do have in the long run. So when I started looking into this and I started seeing how is it that these names and everyone else are ending up on these voter rolls, I noticed that there's 25, or I guess 24 states in the District of Columbia that are enrolled in this program called ERIC. And it's a voter list maintenance program is how it's pitched. I noticed back in 2022 that there was a fleeing of a new number of states just based on their partisanship activity, based on the inaccuracies of their roles. And I started digging into it. And when I started to go through the financial records, I started to look at the contracts that they were signing. I realized that it's everything that's the opposite of what they claim to be. Just like Media Matters created the fake news narrative. Planned Parenthood doesn't do anything to, you know, actually Planned Parenthood, it prevents it. Build Back Better. Only thing Biden built back better was the Taliban. So I started to see a pattern. If they're claiming to improve voter rolls, chances are that they're not. And it's exactly right on the money as I dug deeper and found all these caveats.
And you've laid out how it's done. So educate us right now. Millions want to know.
Yeah. So essentially what happens, it all starts with this membership agreement. So states then will contract with ERIC, and ERIC itself was formed. David Becker was a U.S. attorney. He's the founder of ERIC. He was working in the DOJ Civil Rights Division as an election attorney and was embroiled in a scandal in 2005, swiftly exited the DOJ and then started to work for People for the American Way, which is a C4 far left radical organization, very progressive, was there for a little while. And then he went over to work at the Pew Charitable Trust. While he was at the Pew, that's when the Citizens United opinion came out. And he read an article effectively that was published by the Brennan Center, which is essentially a think tank at the NYU School of Law. And they said that they needed to pump millions of voters onto their rolls in response to Citizens United, presumably because the Citizens United lifted the cap on campaign contribution limits and the whole narrative of the Republicans being the rich people that never care about anyone was now dead because they're going to have to pump the same money that everyone, well, I mean, they're not going to have to, they already were, but they can't beat that same drum anymore with the financial angle. So the game was now to add voters to the rolls. Becker took on that initiative, and while he was at the Pew, he realized, well, I can't launch this under the Pew because of the obvious, you know, skepticism or potential partisan opposition that it would face, or just the fact that people are distrusting of the Pew, and he needed to bypass Congress to regulate these voter rolls. So he created ERIC as a C3 entity that promotes effectively reducing the costs in administering elections. And the second point was that it would increase accuracy in the voter rolls. When it launched in 2012, it launched with seven inaugural member states. And from there, it grew all the way up to 33 states, which actually controlled 65.8% of the Electoral College votes were ran by voter rolls that were maintained by ERIC. It obviously has dwindled down. It's down to now 24 states in the District of Columbia. But ironically, it still is the equivalent of exactly 270 Electoral College votes is what is maintained in terms of the states that are members in ERIC. So once these states join ERIC, they sign a membership agreement. They pay $25,000 up front of your taxpayer money. Then they pay tens or if not hundreds of thousands each year in membership dues. And they essentially give ERIC unfettered access to the DMV database. In exchange, ERIC promises to increase the accuracy in their voter rolls. What happens, though, is David Becker also has another organization called the Center for Election Innovation and Research. He founded that a couple years after he created ERIC. So ERIC more or less bird dogs the data, gives it to the CEIR. CEIR then uses the data for voter outreach efforts. I've had dozens of people reaching out that are from Wisconsin mentioning that they've been texted repeatedly. They've just been constantly contacted. In Colorado, we saw 30,000 illegal aliens that were included on a list of 50,000 names that were contacted. They were mailed postcards and solicited to register to vote. And it was because of ERIC. We have the Deputy Secretary of State of Colorado testifying to that under oath in trial. So when you see the dots being connected, what happens is ERIC is just getting the data, giving it to CEIR. CEIR is conducting the voter outreach efforts and soliciting them to come in and gives it back to ERIC. And then all of a sudden, all these extra names are on the rolls and they're supposed to be cleaned up and they're not. Non-member states in ERIC, states that have never been a part of ERIC, actually have more accurate voter rolls than ERIC member states do. And I'm not saying the non-member states have the most accurate voter rolls, but the sad thing is that they're more accurate and they're not contracting with this private entity. And I can get into where that money goes once CEIR gets it, but that's just the first half of the problem.
And then we'll get into the illegal aliens and the replacement migration and the lawsuits you filed, but it's classic. It's like Bill Gates, it came out funding NewsGuard to, quote, stop misinformation, then it gets caught being the most inaccurate, pushing corporate disinformation, Pfizer disinformation, Democrat political, big tech disinformation. But it's the watchdog everyone goes to. We have this watchdog database loving thing that's, you know, really basically a big Tides Foundation, leftist Pew, New World Order system. And it's just hiding right there in plain view. So let's continue to walk through this.
Yeah, so I'll go back to 2020 then. Like, once CEIR has this data, Zuckerberg then issued, you know, hundreds of millions of money that got injected into the 2020 election, presumably in response to pay his debts for Cambridge Analytica, Trump, Bannon, Pascal, lawfully using the Facebook data in the 2016 election. But in any event, Zuckerberg injected $70 million of capital into the CEIR. CEIR then issued grants to secretaries of state, various states, various entities, and I did a chi-square test on it, and you can statistically prove that the amounts of funding that went to each respective state were based on the volatility of that state, meaning swing states that were in play got the most money, states that were leaning a little bit red got the second most, and states that were leaning blue got third, and then states that were far red or far blue got the lowest amounts of funding. Michigan got $12 million. Now, out of that, or 11.9, out of that $12 million that went to Michigan, it went into something called the MCELA. The MCELA is a essential election center for law and election something. I can't remember all the what it was, but the MCELA is a nonprofit. Out of the money that was sent to them, $11.9 million, 99% of that money went to two places. Place number one, Waterfront Strategies. Place number two, Alper Strategies. 9.7 million went to Waterfront, 2 million went to Alper Strategies. Now, Alper Strategies was founded by Jill Alper, the former political director of the DNC, and Waterfront Strategies is a well-known powerhouse consulting firm. When they issued the grant money with the Zucker bucks, they said it was for urgent voter education assistance. Well, the discrepancy here is that when the filings came through from Waterfront and came through from Alper, it was for media strategy and purchase, which we then dug further into, and it was for targeted solicitations and text messages reaching out to voters. And the only people that they can contact are Democrats. They don't have any other phone numbers. They're 100% DNC or left-wing consulting firms. So you're essentially just laundering money from Zuckerberg through your nonprofit into the states to influence the elections, and they turn what are supposed to be nonpartisan, objective government offices into satellite hubs for the campaign. And it's arguably some of the most partisan political activity I think I've ever seen, notwithstanding the fact it's unlawful from the time that they get the DMV data. It's unlawful from the Department of Transportation that give the data to ERIC. It's unlawful when ERIC gives it to CEIR. It's unlawful when they use it. The DPPA, Driver's Privacy Protection Act, prohibits obtaining, using, or disclosing any information, personal information from a driving record except for the 14 enumerated circumstances, and not one of them has anything to do with elections or voting.
And then we get to all the illegal aliens and, you know, the key here. But, I mean, I'm unpacking this. Right there, you have them clearly laundering the money through a supposed voter database that states pay into. They pay for their own Trojan horse, and then they use that for voter outreach and voter recruiting for Democrats. And then it continues on with your reporting on how they then bring the illegals into the database. But because there's federal laws on, the states have also had them follow to protect identities, then they won't tell the states and the outside people that these are illegals or non-eligible voters. Explain that.
Well, I'm not sure if they do follow any laws, frankly, because the membership agreement expressly, on the face of the agreement, expressly prohibits the states from providing them with any record that contains information regarding citizenship. Now, walking that back to think about the fact that they're, you know, at least 50% of their existence, or at least their tax-exempt purpose, is predicated upon the basis that they're going to increase accuracy in voter rolls. It's impossible to increase accuracy when you're using information that omits is a material variable. If you don't know citizenship, how can you increase accuracy? They don't know citizenship. It's because they want to plead plausible deniability.
That's like saying we increase visibility in this car we sell by having a lead-lined windshield that you can't see out of.
Precisely. Yep. It's. I mean, if you just think about it, go back to the fundamental basics of how they operate. It's the same thing over and over again. Everything that they say they're doing is the absolute antithetical basis. It's the opposite. Every single thing. Whatever they are named, they do the opposite. It's with legislation. It's with titles of bills. It's with at the state level when you have referendums, when you have amendments, when you have anything, whatever it's titled is typically the opposite. And it's right there in front of you. And they're not increasing accuracy. They're decreasing it. The whole goal is to bloat the voter rolls, because when you have those names on the rolls, it gives you a number to pick from. And if you need to add to the voting total, well, you do it digitally. It's that simple. And they have the number to pick from. They obviously know they can't have more votes cast than registered voters, which we still saw happen. But nonetheless, the more people you have registered to vote, the more there is in play.
And looking at this, when you have the code keys in all these battleground states, you know, like Colorado getting leaked out so people can get in the machines, and then you've got this 500,000 people in Michigan that they're allowing on that's illegal, but they're doing it, and then their names are being used to vote over and over again. That's in the Michigan news, but not in the national news. So it's not just going out and using this money to get Democrats to vote or get illegals signed up into the system. We'll talk about it in a moment. But you're getting at, they're just using the database to I guess, with the 2,000 mules where they have the ballot harvesting, and then they're able to just put the names on them and mail them in. I mean, how is this used?
So it's sort of done in two different ways. You have a just blank slate, and there's two different statistics that they'll use. You have voting age population, and then you have citizen voting age population. They actually distinguish that when you look at things from the EAC, the Election Administration Commission. They publish biannual reports that give you statistics, which we've also filed suit in Arizona. We filed suit in Pennsylvania. Right now, I believe one of our nonprofits' attorneys is currently in court in Arizona over 1.3 million voters that have not been removed since November 9th of 2022, when they were obligated to be removed under the end. VRA. We have the other lawsuit, like I said, in Pennsylvania, where we had a hearing yesterday and looking for a TRO on Monday. But bottom line is, they get the names on the rolls. They don't know who is or is not eligible. And the states adopt the records from Eric. Because why? Well, you're under a contract with them. You presume, or you don't, if you want to look at it through a nefarious lens, that they're going to actually be increasing the accuracy. So now Eric adds these names based on what they get from the DMV. And then when they pass it back to the states, that's what's incorporated. And you have no clue if they're citizens or not. And the kicker here and why we filed in Wisconsin is because, and I personally don't believe that having a contract legalizes it. You can't contract with someone to buy cocaine or sell drugs or something like that. So if it's illegal conduct, the contract would be invalid regardless. But in Wisconsin, they don't have a valid contract because the entity, the Government Accountability Board, was dissolved 44 days after the contract was signed and there was no amendment. We did an open records request. We did not get anything back other than the contract that was signed back on May 17th of 2016. GAB was eliminated June 30th of 2016. So for 8 years straight, millions of Wisconsin residents were having their data sent from the Wisconsin DOT and their DMV to Eric every 60 days. So six times a year, and every single violation is $2,500 liquidated damages. It's a statutorily imposed amount. That comes out to 15 grand a year or 120 grand over 8 years. And think about how many people that is. That's over the entire state. And that's just one state. They have 25 members currently, and it was up to 33. So think about the magnitude and scope of this as to how egregious this violation really is.
Wow. We're going to break here in a few minutes, but give us a prelude and we'll walk through all the data. How does the flooding illegals wearing the Biden shirts coming across, the Democrats doing voter registration drives for them and saying, oh, it's just for local elections. We know almost all the elections are held at the same time. And what's your data on that?
There really isn't any. That's the whole game. I mean, like once they get on the rolls, they slow play it. It's a progression. Oh, it's just local elections. Well, why are they voting in local elections anyways? Why? I don't even understand why we allow illegal aliens to be here that aren't here lawfully. I am one of the most pro-immigration individuals you can find. I think that is extremely beneficial to have immigration. I'm absolutely against doing it unlawfully. And the fact is that when we start making little tiny cuts, we cut corners a little bit. They go, oh, local elections, it's not a big deal. They should have a say in their kids' schooling. What, did they come here legally or not? Are they a citizen? Yes or no? It's black and white.
No, I totally agree. And that's not a little cut. That's huge. And now, oh, Chicago. Oh, areas in New Mexico. Oh, Minnesota. Oh, we've got non-citizens as police. They're just totally normalizing it.
Yeah. And what it is that they're taking advantage of good people's empathy. They're taking advantage of where it hits you in the heart, because good people can't conceptualize evil of the magnitude that they're facing. And I always have said this, that I truly do believe monsters exist, but there's not enough of them to carry it out. It's the everyday average hardworking American person that wants to see good in the world that is being played by the system over and over again. It's the fact that they think that they are helping people and they are in their heart doing what they believe is right. And it takes them a long time to realize that they were played. And when you finally do realize it, it's too late, and shame is one of the hardest emotions to overcome when you look at it and realize that. And that's why so many of them are willing to die on the sword.
And then they have this national announcement, oh, there's no illegals voting, while they openly have them voting, while they're making the police, while they're in the military, while they're doing voter registration drives, and then while the federal courts are saying leave illegals on the voting rolls, and the Secretary of State a month ago, Texas said, yeah, the feds are threatening us. Just let people with non-citizen IDs vote. I mean, it's crazy how they've normalized it, and now it's here, but you get attacked if you say it's happening. This is mind control.
It really is. I mean, it's cognitive dissonance at its finest. MKUltra didn't work the first time, but it sure as hell did the second. And what it really boils down to is people need to pull themselves out of the emotional outlook and look at it objectively. Think to yourself, is this really happening? If you can't see that through an objective lens, when there's evidence right in front of you, you're helping create the problem even further. And when you stand up and fight like you do, when you stand up and fight like Ken Paxton in Texas, when you stand up and fight like Trump, Tucker, when you are on the front lines doing this, they will come after you. And it's unjustified. It's baseless. And that's the price. Freedom isn't free. It never has been. It never will be. But thanks to people like you, thanks to people that are on the front lines doing this, that's the way that we can make these changes. And the more people that step up, people like James O'Keefe, people that come to the table and can actually push back, and anyone can do it. But that's how you do it. You do it lawfully, ethically, morally, and legally. And that's what we need to do.
Well, that's my next question when we come back. I haven't asked the question. I'd imagine have our little friends been harassing you?
Oh, I'm not a lawyer technically until February. I'm in timeout for 6 months. I got my license suspended. I've had my phones. Actually, yesterday they shut my phones off. They took the SIM card out. I had my Wi-Fi shut down.
Oh, well, let's hear about this when we come back.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90 plus ingredients, It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this. Its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere, and your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. I opened doors for little old ladies. I helped the blind to see. I got no friends because they read the papers. They
look, for Americans that grew up in a quasi-free country, and the corruption's grown and grown, and the arrogance of the big banks, the establishment, the BlackRock agenda. It's hard to believe how corrupt things are. But if you really just look around the world in history, corruption like this is endemic. It's everywhere. And the good news is we're learning about this. And they've tried to sue people and intimidate people and attack people. And it's always worse than we say. And, you know, we have our great guest, constitutional lawyer, here with us. Mr. Yoder, and just a microcosm of what he was just talking about, then we'll get into the harassment he's gone through. And it's not about whining or we're victims. You need to know,
I hadn't asked him that question, but I knew what the answer would be. Because anybody fighting evil is going to have these people on their ass because they're not all powerful. They wouldn't be censoring and targeting and attacking and everything else if they were invincible. They're not. They're the bad guys. And so the public finally, in general, gets that. And once you get there, you get a lot closer. So their time's running out. So I don't come up here and give you all this horrible news. I don't get up here and give you all this horrible news to demoralize you. I believe you're like me and you want to do something about it because it's only going to get worse if we don't. So look at some of these headlines. American First Legal. And boy, the Republicans are fighting back hard under Trump's leadership. It took time to get his daughter in the head of the RNC. So, I mean, you know, good things are happening. A lot of the fraud's been mitigated. We just won our lawsuit against Arizona Secretary of State for illegal withholding his list of 218,000 registered voters who did not provide proof of citizenship. He must produce his complete list of these voters by Monday before Election Day. And there's a bunch of other lawsuits. And you've got the state with its lawsuits that are very close where they have these databases and they don't want to show people. And then there's been another ruling where they're coming out and saying, no, you've got to release other names. So, and of course, you know, Mike Yoder's really the expert on this. He can walk through this. Here's the Superior Court of Arizona, Maricopa County. Defendant shall release the plaintiff no later than noon on Monday, November 4th, 2024, the original list of approximately 98,000 affected voters. Because they don't want you to know they're illegal aliens and people's cats, you name it. Court orders Arizona to release a list of voters whose citizenship hasn't been verified. Because they don't want you to know what they are. Arizona High Court rules Secretary of State must turn over a list of non-citizens on voter roll. Because we know a bunch of them are illegals. The Democrats have admitted that. Out of one side, oh, it's normal, let them vote. Oh, you can't see it, though. Arizona High Court rules Secretary of State must turn over a list of non-citizens on voter roll. Fox News. I mean, here's a bunch of these headlines. And here's some of the other news on that front. So there's a lot happening. And then you've got this lady, you know, working with the AG in Colorado, throwing election managers and counties that were investigating fraud in jail for even trying to look at what's on the computers. But then she's out there working with all these NGOs and leftist groups, giving whatever they want. And, you know, almost all the passcodes get given up magically so people can get into them. Same way that wanted Trump off the ballot. I mean, these are activists. These are soldiers fighting against America. America First Legal releases new evidence, files formal complaint with DOJ and investigative UK-based Center for Countering Digital Hate for engaging in foreign influence campaign to stop free speech in the United States. And they're targeting RFK Jr., all the rest of it. It just goes on and on. So Mike Yoder continuing on here with all of this and other victories we're having, and why they're fighting to let us see who these names are, and then get back into what you've been going through, just to illustrate how serious this is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a young lawyer. There's no, you know, it's kind of obvious. I started off, the first lawsuit I ever filed was against the District of Columbia for $30 million 6 days after I passed the bar for campaign finance violations, and I settled it for the statutory maximum, and I've been suing the government ever since. So I know that they don't particularly like the fact that I try to hold them accountable. And I mean, what it comes down to is that's why I also founded Citizen AG. If we don't have a U.S. attorney that's going to do his job, we might as well do it for him. And I'm in timeout until February, so I'm just running the organization. I'm not able to litigate, but there are other lawyers that have stepped up. America First Legal, you mentioned them. They're doing a phenomenal job. There's some other nonprofits out there, but the problem is that it's maybe one out of, 1 to 100 ratio of what we have in terms of people fighting for the justified legal, what our Constitution provides for, in comparison to what we're up against. And it's a very difficult battle to do. And you go through hell and back trying to fight it. But at the end of the day, I'm here for what God put me on the earth for. And I think that a lot of people, I will say, fortunately, I think a lot of people have found God through this entire process. I've never seen such prevalence of people speaking just openly about their faith and belief in God. So that's, you know, that's what guides me through everything, because without that, I can't imagine how people stay motivated, because he put me here for a reason. I think he put everyone here for a reason, and I'm fortunate to find mine. And unless God calls me home or Hillary finds me, I'm not going to stop.
Tell us some of the things you've gone through.
I mean, I had my apartment broken into 3 days after I moved to a different state. They had the, it was pried open. I had like the dog food bowls kicked over to let me know that I was there. I was driving a Tesla, and I have the video of shutting the computer screen off when I was passing Langley, right outside DC. And I think everyone knows what's in Langley. Just completely took control of the vehicle. I just had headlights and I couldn't brake, steer, do anything with it. I have that video on my phone. I mean, I've had, two different people have tried to enter into my office since opening the office a few months ago. We had to get new security installed. I, have my license being suspended. I'm not really sure the, you know, input or whether that's how far up that went, but, I mean, it's every day. I have a wife. I have a son. I'm fortunate enough to have a wife that actually, supports me and stands by me through this, because I couldn't imagine, I couldn't do it without her. But going through this entire process, I mean, every day is just pure hell. And as soon as I got my license suspended, the first thing I did was sue Mark Zuckerberg and Kamala Harris pro se over the Facebook debacle because of the censorship. I said, you can take my license. You're not going to keep me out of a courtroom because I can be a plaintiff. So, and that's why I'm running Citizen AG. We're trying to build this organization to build as many lawyers as we can to have something. It's all these legal defense funds. Well, what about a legal offense fund? What about something that furthers our rights? What about something that's not just dumping millions of dollars into getting back what we should have always had from the minute we were born? And it's time that we further protect our freedoms and ensure that they don't get infringed upon, not just always fight from the defense of trying to get them back. And that's what we're doing with Citizen AG. We started it from the ground up, and we're still trying to grow.
Well, I mean, look, the key to all of this is the public being ignorant and apathy, but the real jewel in the crown of corruption is the Justice Department, who will put a Republican in jail if one I is not dotted right or T-crossed in an election document. And then the Democrats can, I mean, look at Act Blue and the open money laundering. You just go on their website and just give them money from anywhere in the world, and it goes right into political campaigns. Can you imagine if the Republicans did something like that, or if Republicans went out and created a voter integrity database outreach system that's nonpartisan, and then it's a money laundering operation right to the Democrats? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
The only thing that would be harder to believe than that happening would be if we had someone in office as on the you know, just and moral side of things that was willing to actually levy indictments and prosecute people. Hell, put me in the DOJ. I'll drop indictments day one. I don't understand what the hesitance is, what this administrative bureaucratic issue is with carrying out the law. It's like you have one job to do. It's to enforce the law if you're in the Department of Justice. Why aren't they doing it? What is the gamesmanship or the political there shouldn't be political ramifications for following what the law requires you to do. And it's just time and time again, nothing ever happens. The public gets discouraged because we drop bombshells like what we just dropped, and nothing happens with it. So it goes into the civil courts because you can't obviously criminally prosecute as a civilian. So it's going after money, and you know, money's never going to be an issue for them. And that's the extent of what we can do. We're lawyers, not magicians. And there needs to be accountability. At some point, someone's got to do it, and I don't know who's going to. I know Ken Paxton's done a phenomenal job in Texas. His hands are tied. He just went through 16 articles of impeachment, 3 felonies, 10 years fighting. He's got his license tied up. Well, he's got bar complaints every day. But what's it gonna take for people to actually want to step up and actually enforce the laws? It's like you have literally, that is your job. And you're not doing it across the board at the state level, at the federal level. And it's time that they get someone in there that's going to actually enforce the laws.
Mike Yoder, thank you so much for your time, and to get you back on as all this current election unfolds. Anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to thank you for everything that you're doing. There's very select few people that are on the front lines like you. There's Tucker. There's James O'Keefe. We have, like I said, Ken, you have America First Legal. There are a very few people. And just imagine the impact that could be made if those numbers doubled or tripled, or we had 5 times that. It's such a small number of people that are holding this fight on the front lines, and nobody could do it alone. But it would be a hell of a lot easier for everyone if every single person would chip in and pitch out. So, you know, just keep fighting, because that's the only thing we have left. And once you lose your freedom, it's never coming back.
Mike Yoder, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. Owen Schroyer's coming up at 15 minutes, but I said I'd do this at the start of the show. So I'm going to do it right now. But Derek Evans made a good point on X today. Trump is no longer running against Harris. She's been defeated. Trump is running against election fraud. And that's what I've been saying in my long-winded way for months. And now that's a fact. Trump is no longer running against Harris. She's been defeated. Trump is running against election fraud. And Naomi Wolf said it earlier, and I see her perspective. I'm not saying she's wrong. She's like, hey, it's really dangerous for RFK Jr. to say we're winning in a landslide. That'll discourage voters to go out. And Bannon was basically, you know, saying, hey, this is close because of the fraud. No, I understand that. But you need to know that Trump's winning in a landslide, and yeah, they're trying to steal it. That's the paradox. And you can't get, you know, too down on this. Before I call the White House, and I'm going to call Raskin's office, too, because he's one of the kingpins in this disputed election and saying we're going to do all this violence and crap. It's a total lie. I just want to go back to what Mike Yoder just said. The globalists know that for when it comes to prominent people, it's a few hundred that are really leading the fight. And the enemy comes after us. Now, I don't like globalists, and people attack me. It makes me fight harder. But it does make you distract your time, energy, and money fighting them just to stay on air and to operate while you try to warn people. And so it diverts you. It frustrates your operation. It degrades your capability. The only thing that can bust through that is your word of mouth, your prayer, and your money. And I mean, if the globalists take over completely, people are going to really wish later that they would have focused on this. And there's nowhere you can support with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your money, while you get great products at the same time, than this show. And it's great products that enrich your life. So even if I wasn't fighting tyranny effectively, it would be a great place to shop. So we're a platform for all these other activists and all these other lawyers and all these other talk show hosts and all these other investigators to magnify it and boost everybody. So I want to thank those that have stood with us, and I want to encourage those that maybe bought something years ago and liked it but never came back to go to thealexjonesstore.com now and get great supplements, the ultimate CMOS, incredible superfood, all the other great supplements, the t-shirts, the hoodies, the ball caps is an adventure. You'll meet like-minded people, and it spreads the word. It's a win-win. Get the fundraiser, InfoWars, red on navy blue shirt. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. You spend $30 a month. You get $40 in the store. If you're going to buy stuff there, everybody should be a VIP. And that lets me know to the sponsor how much we've got budgeted forward to keep fighting. But we're not where we need to be right now. I'll just tell you that. I want to expand. Well, we're not doing well just on continuing on if they shut down InfoWars. And, you know, regardless, new infrastructure getting set up will just augment what we're doing if we're successful. But I can't sit there and just hope on that. That's not how you win wars. So I need your help. You need to stand up for your own future. Fight back against the globalists now. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Again, I want to thank all those that have supported. Also, another great sponsor is my dad's supplement company, Incredible Supplements. Next Level Foundational Energy, the Incredible Super Blue Toothpaste, fluoride-free with all the incredible essential oils and iodine, everything in it. It's just amazing. It's just such great stuff for your gums and teeth. I mean, these are great products. A Kaba Chill, 60% off. Again, just relaxes you in a healthy way. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. And I'm firing the bat signal. We need your support. drjonesnaturals.com and thealexjonesstore.com. All right. I'm going to do this again tomorrow, but I'm going to get it done today. I'm going to call a bunch of people. Just get it on record. Let's go ahead and call the White House right now. Live on air. Friday, November 1st, 2024, 4:48 p.m. And as soon as I get that dialed up. Hello?
But will not be recorded.
Good afternoon, the White House.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. I'm live on air from Austin, Texas. I would just like to leave a comment for Vice President Kamala Harris. Can you make sure that comment gets to her?
No, unfortunately, we are only here to direct your call. I can. You can try calling back on Tuesday when the comment line is back open, or you could go on to the whitehouse.gov/contact and leave an e-comment that way.
Okay, so I can ask for an extension right now, though?
I could direct your call if you would like me to direct your call.
Yes, please direct me to the office of the vice president.
I cannot do that. You would have to request it in writing.
So
I can transfer you to the correspondence office. One moment, please.
Thank you for calling the White House. To write to the First Family or Second Family, please address letters to the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500.
All right, let's stop there. Call them back. I'm just going to leave it with the operator so it's on air to the world. Everybody else should call them and say this as well. So notice, I haven't called the White House in years. And, you know, Trump, he sit up late at night and just randomly answer the phone because he loves talking to people. Literally, that was confirmed. In fact, he'd call Roger all the time. If he couldn't get a hold of Trump, Roger would just start calling the White House Oval Office. But I guess they've diverted that now. They've changed it where, you know, there's a moat around it all. Go ahead and call in.
And training purposes, this call may be monitored but will not be recorded.
Good afternoon, the White House.
Yes, I'm live on air, and I guess there's no way to talk to anybody at the White House. I just called earlier. No one answers the phone but you that just directs me to a P.O. box. Is that the case?
One moment, please.
Yeah, they're going to direct you again. So we're going to work on this. We'll make a big deal about this tomorrow. And I can find back numbers. We'll do that on air. Let's stop right there. Call Congressman Raskin's district. Call his district office now. Let's call this guy's office in Maryland. Here it is. Go ahead and call it.
Hi, this is the Office of Congressman Jamie Raskin. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Alex Jones. I'm live on air worldwide. What's your name?
Excuse me?
My name is Alex Jones. Who am I speaking with?
It's the Office of Congressman Jamie Raskin.
Okay. I would like to just tell you that we've seen Jamie Raskin on national TV saying that he wants civil war conditions and that he's not going to certify the election of President Trump, and we'd like to just let you know that it's very clear that you guys are trying to prep some type of civil unrest or problem, and that it's the Democratic Party that signed the executive orders and defense directives in the Defense Department for civil unrest and for the U.S. military engaging in acts of criminal activity towards the American people. And we just want to get it on record for Mr. Raskin and others that we're aware of what he and James Carville and others are doing, and then the American people have just put you guys on notice that we are aware of the activities of the Democratic Party, and we want Mr. Raskin to know that he's not going to be able to set us up the way he did on January 6th, and that his entire cover-up of that, destroying the evidence of January 6th through his fake committee, is a criminal act, and that he's also been put on notice of that. We just want him to know that.
Sir, are you a constituent? I have to keep this line open for constituents.
Pardon me?
I have to keep this line open for constituents,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, I'm a constituent. The congressman made me testify in his illegal committee, and I told him he's a criminal, and I told him that I would not answer any of his questions because it was a criminal committee, and it was not a real committee, and that's now been proven. So, yeah, I'm a constituent of the American people calling Mr. Raskin, the son of the famous communist, to let you guys know that America is awake and that we're live on air, and we're letting you know that you guys, the Democratic Party, are the prime suspects for everything going on as you prep this country for crisis, and that America will peacefully restore our republic. I want that message to get to Mr. Raskin. Thank you, and it's been recorded. It's also live on air, and I told you we were live on air up front, so you can't misrepresent what I said. Thank you. Hang up on him. All right, I am going to start. I'm going to call Pelosi tomorrow. But I want everybody else to peacefully call them, let them know, because that's the law in most of the states. You got to tell them you're live on air, or that you're calling them and you're recording it, and you want it on records, so they don't misrepresent you. And just like they tell you when they call, we're recording this, yeah, we're recording this too, live on air, and that's the way it is. And I wouldn't even be surprised if Rasmussen does a press conference. Alex Jones threatened me today. Alex Jones. No. We're telling you we're going to take the country back. And you're running around saying we're going to attack people and that we're violent and all this crap and that that's a lie. And you're the ones with Carville saying you want violent uprisings and crap and we're not going along with it. All right. Great job to the crew. I can tell you right now in the position I am in, with what's going on, and we've survived so many attempts to shut us down, even though it's admitted they tried to shut us down 14 weeks ago, and we barely survived a bunch of times, then it's like I'm a fighter, keeps making it to the next round, and I'm like, in the last round, it started, and I'm bleeding and can hardly walk, and people are like, oh, that guy will always survive, and I'm here telling you, and I can't seem to get anything done, that I don't know if we'll be on air on the 14th. With a backup. I have to start accepting that. There's a real sense of urgency because I don't have the funds. And I guess I can, I never go around trying to find rich people to give me money or whatever. But I need people to support us. I need people to go to alexjones.live. That's the link right to the page. It has our sponsors where you can donate, where you can support, that's separate at alexjones.network. You can find that support link at alexjones.network, and that's alexjones.live. And I just can't do it. And I'm not bitching. It's just that I can't believe in a war this intense and this serious, and we're reaching millions of people that it's the few, the proud out there who understand the urgency of this. And so I'm sure God will come through and, God helps those that helps themselves. So, like I said, now's the time for action. My God, if you could save the country. I mean, the enemy wants us off the air. We're effective. So will you get a T-shirt? Will you get CMOS to see how great it is, how good it makes you feel? Will you get the Hydra Relief? Will you go to DrJonesNaturals.com? Because, and I understand the economy's in shambles. I get all of this. I mean, will you even follow the backup in case they take my X account away at AJN Live? At AJN Live? I need everybody's help. And I need other talk show hosts help. I come to their aid constantly. And I'm not complaining. I just, after a nuclear war, people, whoever survives will have our heads screwed on straight for probably 100 years. I get it. We're raised in front of TVs. We're raised in entertainment. This is, it's everybody else. It's like entertainment or a genre or, and it's just like, oh, that's his opinion. No, it's not. They just killed 30 million people with poison shots. I mean, these people are psychotics. They're completely out of control. And anybody with half a brain can see it. And we got the best folks, in the world listening. I mean, that's why they hate us. They go, oh, it's a focal point of the people that are resisting. And this focal point belongs to you. So take the live feeds, take the archives, take the videos, take the information at InfoWars. Download the site, share it. It may not be there in a week. I mean, it's up to you. We're 3 days out from official election day. Pray for peace. Pray for justice. Get out and vote. Owen Schroyer's coming up next. God bless you all.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Answer 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props for fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.